Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
What is that? What
are you doing? Frog.
We had one of those on our door the other day. Was it last week?
Tell her to eat it.
No, she don't like frogs.
Just say eat it.
It's better than a snake, though.
It is better than a snake, though. But you guys are the house of a thousand plagues, dude. You got snakes and frogs and fucking yeah, your Old Testament over there, dude.
All right.
Who'd you piss off?
I don't know. You're telling me.
It's because you masturbate with Jesus looking at you all the time.
That is true.
Do you have Jesus on your masturbation arm? Do you really have Jesus tatted on your masturbation arm?
Did you think I was lying?
That is like a really terrible move. Why would you do that?
I'm sure he didn't think about it.
Well, yeah, I didn't think about that being the arm.
You didn't think about it? Like, you went and got a tattoo on your arm, not thinking, I am either going to murder someone with this hand or masturbate with it or both at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just doing the opposite hand I write with, so that's what I did.
So you're like a left-hand jerker?
No, I'm a right hand. No. I'm a left-hand writer.
Talking shop.
I mean, I'm ambidextrous, so.
Tell me all about, look, I'm righty. I'm right-handed. I do almost everything with my right hand, except beat my meat. I'm a lefty when it comes to the meat beating.
That's general masturbation tactic, I believe. I think everyone's an offhander.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's how it goes.
Do you use the right hand? So like lefties beat with their right? Balls?
No, you use that to hold the phone.
Oh. That was fun.
All right.
About it.
Let's kick it off. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense. My name is Chris, joined as always by the Duchess.
Sup?
And Tampa, motherfucking two titty two rings.
What up?
Special guest in the house tonight, making his 2019 debut on HT Nas, the one, the only, Lord Jason Almy.
Two titties, two rings, two Jasons on the show tonight, motherfuckers. T-Now me in the hizzy. What's good?
I think the last time you were here, you filled in for Jason. This is the first time it's dual Jasons.
Yeah, it's like some people think we're the same Jason, but now we're both
nobody,
here.
Literally nobody thinks that.
I'm sure somebody thought that.
Not one person.
Not a single person.
I mean,
you don't have like one retarded listener that thinks maybe.
Oh, I'm sure we've got many, but no offense to y'all. We love you.
Yeah, well, two Jasons in the hizzy tonight.
Two
What's
Jasons
good, Jason?
And two titties.
What's up?
Those are yours.
What?
Two Jasons, four titties. It's bad. It might be four titties. Four titties now.
Six if you're at this table.
We're progressing, dude. Our titties are going down.
Trying to lose them titties.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like eight titties.
Slimmer Circle in full effect. We'll get into that shit because you are essentially taking the reins of the Slimmer Circle and making that a legitimized thing now.
We're going legit, baby.
We're going legit.
I hope my titties don't get smaller.
I hope they don't either.
That'd be a sad day.
Well, hope in one hand and fondle a tit with the other. And while you're at it, kiss that titty goodbye because you lose weight and that tit meat goes bye-bye.
Are you about to burn this mother down? What are you doing?
I feel like, yeah, I'm about to burn this mother down.
He's got a light.
He's
three
got
more
a
candles.
Little pyro over
Hey,
here.
He's got a fucking grill lighter in his hand. What do you need that for? What are you doing?
He's got a light more candles.
This is the only lighter that we own. Because when I light my pipe, I like to do it fancy. You know, I like
you
to
do
hold
not
my pipe
smoke and fucking weed with a goddamn grill lighter.
I believe he does.
I was talking about my tobacco pipe, sir.
Okay.
my Sherlock Holmes pipe, you asshole.
You would have a fucking Sherlock Holmes pipe.
Hey, it must be a Jason thing. I've got one.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Jason,
what kind of pipe do you have, two titties?
It's a wooden one, and it's curved.
It's a fucking corn.
I mean, I don't know.
He's got a hillbilly
term.
I have a Savinelli Hercules.
Oh, yeah. So, like, mine was, like, maybe 40, 50 bucks.
I got mine at the flea market.
Damn, 40, 50 bucks? For real?
No, that's legit. That's like, a legit price. I think I paid, like, 90 for mine.
God damn.
Yeah, like, I got mine at a smoke shop, but I got it. I was going to do it to try to quit smoking at the time.
Outstanding.
Transition to that.
If you want a good deal on a pipe, what you need to do is buy one from a dead guy. They almost always sell them. Like grandpa dies and they don't really need the pipe anymore. So almost always they let them go in estate sales. And so like besides the fact that grandpa died with it in his clutches, like it was in his mouth when
his clutches
breathed his last. Yeah.
You are a fucking supervillain, dude.
So you get a sizable discount because he essentially died while smoking it and they found it on his corpse. But that can get you a pretty good deal on some of these rather expensive pipes. They can get pretty high up there.
News you can use, ladies and gentlemen, on the hashtag
You heard it here first. I'm sure you guys have tons of estate sales down there in Florida.
They do. People come here to die.
We got tons of dead people.
You know who just had a big sale? My nephew was trying to get me to go to his garage sale, but Chris Jericho, if you don't know who he is, he's an ex wrestler. He's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler, dude. Yeah, I know that much.
Well, now he's a fucking podcast mogul. Yeah, he's a podcast mogul now. He does the Jericho Podcast Network.
Yep. That's where I listen to all my paranormal shit.
Why are we not on his network?
Because, dude, he takes his network on fucking cruises and shit, dude. They podcast from like fucking boats and shit.
You don't think we could podcast on a cruise? Like the four of us on a boat?
Bro.
Like, look, y'all three plus me, I'll bring my wife, the five of us. Dude, we'll sink that fucking boat. We'll drill holes in that boat, and we will fucking plumb the depths of the fucking Pacific Ocean.
Hit the Bimini Road, like,
they won't find us.
We're about to solve the universe. We're going to hit the Bimini Road and head straight to fucking Atlantis and smoke weed with the mermen, right?
We have to go that's to fucking what I'm saying. A Disney cruise because he's having a baby, and that's all we got is babies. We can't do
that's all we got
like
is babies. That so is all we got.
That's all we got. That's all we got.
Oh, you'll find out soon enough. Hey, let me fucking get these sponsored reads done, please.
Pay some bills.
Pay these bills. Well, you're going to notice some changes. Our loyal listener base, our returning listener base, we're making some changes with the sponsors. We are no longer slinging rubber dicks. Shed a tear for Adam and Eve.
But if you want rubber dicks,
rubber dicks through the end of May.
Oh, I was going to say use the plunge.
Oh, well, through the end of
May. Rubber dicks.
We are still active through the end of May. HT NOS will still get you your 50% off through the end of May, but we are parting ways with Adam and Eve at this time. No hard feelings, but we don't need your rubber dicks.
Right.
So, hemp bombs, CBD, we do need that. Hemp bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Hemp bombs contain 99% pure CBD isolate with 0% THC and are legal in all 50 states. The many benefits of hemp bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp bombs come in a variety of different products, including oils and e-liquids, gummies and suckers, capsules, syrup, and there's even products for your pet. Check out hempbombs.com. Use code word HTNOS for 20% off your entire order. That's HTNOS at hempbombs.com.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, I was trying to do it as quick as I could without fucking up.
Use HTNOS, motherfuckers. Get your CBD on.
We mentioned it last week, very passing at the end of the show. We are sponsored now officially, pun intended, by Official Clothing. Rooted in hip-hop, Official is a streetwear company creating high-quality t-shirts, hats, and jewelry at an affordable price. Featuring reimaginations of classic hip-hop and sports logos as well as original designs, there's something at Official for all taste. Check out official.com. That's spelled O-H-F-I-S-H-L, official.com, and see for yourself. Don't forget to use code HTNOS to save 25% on your entire order. Official Clothing, live by your own rules.
Word.
Yeah, I was looking at their shit the other day. They got some nice stuff.
I'm wearing the Hood Vibes
like
t-shirt
that.
Right
love
now.
That one.
It's Van style. It looks like Vans.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Vibes.
They reimagine a lot of different logos. That's what I was saying. Like, yeah, this is the Vans. It's fucking comfortable as shit.
Titty.
Yeah, well, it is. I got hard nipples even.
You guys know why I like Official Clothing?
Why?
Because they sponsor you as well?
Yeah, they do. That is one reason. I love Official Clothing for that reason, actually.
Use code Swipin'.
Why use code swiping, motherfuckers? So the reason I love them is you guys know I'm back in school. I spend a lot of time on a college
campus.
I
had never heard that you were into higher education. I had never heard that before.
I know.
And
I'm sure
I never mentioned that I have
so
a 4.0. Sure, I never mentioned. But what I'm saying is every time I go to school, I'm a little older, as you guys know, too. It's like all these 20-year-olds, and honestly, they used
it's
to kick the shit out of me.
This is street cred for you.
They used to kick the shit out of me. They used to really beat the shit out of me. Like, look at that old man. He's wearing fucking old man clothes, high waters, and fucking old man shoes. I was wearing like Fila shoes. You know what I mean? And they were like beating the shit out of me every day.
Right.
Pulling my underwear up out of my pants and pushing me down. And I spill all my books everywhere. Now I wear official gear, and people don't fuck with me because I got the fucking Vibe shirt on. I'm all like, yo.
Hell yeah, dog.
I'm like, I feel like a young person again. I'm like, hello, fellow young people.
They're like, look at me.
Hey, do you want to go into the back and smoke this tobacco pipe?
Yeah, and he's like, mine cost $90. What did you cost?
I brought my 200-year-old Briarwood tobacco pipe.
Carved from the leg of a genuine pirate.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
This used to be Bluebeard's peg leg.
Bluebeard's peg leg.
Just kidding. It used to be his dick.
Jason, how are you doing with your weight loss, man? Like, I don't... When you... told me that you were going to be in Slimmer Circle, I didn't really understand what you were doing, because I feel like you're pretty healthy already.
Yeah.
And you're not that out of shape. I mean, you're a little doughy, but you know, it is what it is.
Thank you for that. I'm a lot doughy.
You're a little doughy.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for
that. I just want to know how you're feeling, man. Like, are you going balls out like we are?
I would say I'm taking the low and slow approach. I do have a few pounds that I would like to lose. So I feel like this is a good opportunity for us to like do something together, camaraderie, solidarity, support each other. And you know, I don't have as much percent body weight to lose. I'm looking to lose 20. So I'm looking to lose like 11-ish% of my body weight. Oh, to get to my goal weight. So
that seems like a lot, though.
I need to lose 25% of my body weight.
I need to lose a lot. Because
I'm almost half fat.
that's how I feel.
We'll get super in-depth on the back end. I just wanted to know how everyone's feeling.
Oh, I feel
good. We've got rednecks and meth heads to talk about first.
Oh, well, you God, brought I love it up, rednecks and meth heads.
I was just wanting to know how everyone was feeling. We'll do the science.
I feel psyched up. I feel psyched. I can't wait to talk about it. And I can't wait to reveal to you guys a few secrets. I can't wait to drop some knowledge on you guys, some secret weight loss tips coming in the back half of this episode, y'all. So listen in after the break.
Stay tuned after the break.
Dutchie
will even show you her fucking her weight loss patch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see that thrive.
Why'd
shot?
Your eyes bug up? Did you say I was going to say Dutchie will show you her titties?
No, he wouldn't want to see those anyway. He's got his own titties at home.
Could you put them on your nipples? Like, you know how girls like X out their nipples? Like, could she just put the patches
on? No, you got to put them on like your muscles.
I want to see two rings titties.
Hey, oh, no.
Hey, we got
come
these,
on.
Two you don't want to see my hairy nips?
We got these.
Yeah, but is it like white hair like your beard?
No, it's dark, but then like the middle of my chest is starting to turn white.
That's sexy.
I want it to be white like my dad's chest hair. My dad's back hair is white.
Oh my God. It's
fucking crazy.
Oh, it'll get like that way eventually, trust me.
I can't wait
for
that.
We don't even see his titties. He keeps his shirt on all the time.
We've been at the beach with him.
Even at the beach, at the pool.
Oh, does he wear his shirt in the pool? That's
one of those
fat kid move. That's a fat kid move. That's like
not even that fat.
You're at like you're like 8 years old and you're at your buddy's pool party, and he, you know, like he invites the fat kid, and the fat kid like keeps his, he goes in like a winter coat, like this kid fucking puts a whole burka on, you know what I mean? I'm like, dude, you're Jewish, you're not even, what are you wearing a burka for? And he's like, it's a fat Jewish kid, he's trying to cover up, you know what I'm saying?
Even if you wear a t-shirt, you're fat, it clings to everything.
It does.
That's
it's
true.
Terribly
so you're
uncomfortable.
See it no matter
you're
what.
You're making it worse almost.
That brings up a question that I want to pose to the three of you. This is the part where I turn it around and I interview y'all.
Oh,
y'all are on
it.
My show right now.
Bring
so
it.
What are the three, each of you can answer this question, I guess. Do you guys do naked sleeping or do you wear clothes when you sleep?
Close. Jason, I'm going to tell you what, this is a constant fight in our house because I want to sleep with my balls hanging out and she won't let me because the kids are walking around. And I say, hey, that'll be one reason. They'll come in there and they'll see my fucking old fat ass and wrinkly balls hanging out one time and they won't bust in the morning anymore.
Right?
They'll learn how to fucking knock on a door.
That's true.
And she's like, no, can't
before
do it.
Before kids, we slept naked all the time.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Those were,
I do,
we call
I
those
do
the
now.
Good old days.
The good old days, for sure.
I can't I can't, I don't like wearing clothing to sleep. It's just like I was saying a moment ago when you're in the pool and the shirt, like you were saying, Dutchie, the shirt just gets like wet and clings to you and it's like heavy from all the water. It's because it's sodden. Sodden is the word of the day. S-O-D-D-E-N. It's,
I like it.
Means it's like heavy with water. It's so.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but he has not one, but 2 degrees.
I didn't think he had any. And I'm actually,
I'm working on my third, and it's going to be a master's degree. And then after that, I'm going to get a PhD, and all you assholes are going to have to call me doctor.
I already call you Lord. Would you prefer doctor?
I'm going to call you Lord. Dead.
Lord Doctor would be nice, or Dr. Lord.
Lord Doctor. Maybe we'll Lord get doctor. You knighted in some capacity. We'll just call you Sir.
I think if I was an English citizen, I would really be pushing for the knighthood right now. I have no doubt you would be pushing for that. Yeah. That's my one regret about not being a citizen of the UK is that I can't technically be knighted. You can never be knighted if you're not a citizen of the United Kingdom. So
that's bullshit.
They can confer upon you other honors. They have honors for like non-citizens, but they can't call you sir. Like when you get knighted, they call you sir. So you're like Sir Paul McCartney because he's been knighted and shit. Because he just how awesome is that? Like you get knighted for doing drugs and making music in the 60s. Like that's what this guy got famous for. Did a ton of fucking acid. Okay, first, I'm going to forget you said that. But second, they're not my favorite either, but come on. I mean, they're the fucking Beatles,
Dude, she loves the Beatles, and that's been a point of contention for the better part of 20 fucking years, dude.
The Mona Lisa is not my favorite painting either, but you got to give Da Vinci some fucking credit. I mean, it's the fucking Mona Lisa.
I'm saying they've got a couple of songs that I don't mind humming along to, but for the most part, fucking, I ain't trying to hold their hand.
Go fuck yourself. I like the 50s.
Okay, but I want to hold your hand is one thing. Early Beatles, Help, all that shit, one thing. But don't fucking come at me about the fucking White Album. While My Guitar Gently Weeps, look that shit up. That is the fucking shit right there because you got all four Beatles. Plus, they brought Eric Clapton in to fucking wail on the fucking guitar. You got a track with all four Beatles plus Eric Clapton. If you're not fucking jamming out to that song in 1968 rocking heavy fucking weed, then you're just fucked. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to talk to somebody that doesn't fucking love
it. That was 12 years prior to my existence, so no, I was not jamming that heavy.
Yeah, well, I'll feed you a cookie. You'll feel like you were. Feel like you had that experience.
We had the Pretenders and the Beatles.
I love Pretenders. That was pretty much it. Pretenders are awesome, too.
Thank you.
Fuck yes. Okay, Dutchie, you got good style as far as music goes, all right?
We could
do a road trip. I think because we would like jam to each other's tracks and stuff
You are in for a serious fucking catfishing, dude. She does not have good taste in music. I promise you.
You are
in for a fucking catfishing, sir.
You're going to get
in the car and you're going to have your snacks and you're going to get on the road and you're going to be like, "All right, so what's first?" And she's going to play you some fucking 2019 country fucking pop.
Is this Carly Rae Jepsen?
I have no
clue.
Fucking
Carly Rae. You do?
Do I?
I'm sure you've heard a Carly Rae Jepsen song.
I would know if I heard that one?
Call me crazy or whatever. Call me maybe.
Call me maybe.
Oh yeah.
Call me maybe.
I know the songs. I don't know the artist.
That is the actual title though. Call me crazy. Because if you listen to the lyrics, she's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Because right? I just met you. I just met you.
And this is crazy.
That's just female.
But here's my number. So call me maybe. Fucking love that song. God, no homo, but I love that song. Like maybe a little homo, but I love that song.
You know, I don't discriminate.
I don't either. Carly Rae Jepsen. You know what? I'm going to blast Carly Rae Jepsen when I'm driving to Florida.
Are you driving to Florida? Hold on, at some point. That's a perfect fucking segue to start the Florida because you're coming
driving
to Florida. Driving to Florida, Jason.
I'm driving to Florida.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
Jason Elmy, when are you going to get to Florida? Is this like something that's happening?
Coming August.
That would be special if I showed up the same day as Joby.
that would be fucking special.
I can make both of you eat too many edibles.
Can I have one?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You can have three.
I don't do drugs because he can't. So
she's very supportive like that. She has the ability to do drugs, but she doesn't choose to.
Yep. Yeah.
That's support.
I've been invited to do drugs all the time.
she told me about a cocaine party that we were invited to next weekend. I said, for real? Dope. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking Florida, man. Like, who goes to a cocaine party at 40? Only in Florida.
That's shit, like this bitch majority. Is way older than that.
There's sex and drugs and rock and roll in the hot tub.
That's it.
Sounds awesome.
That's Florida in a nutshell.
There's STDs in that hot tub, too. I promise you that. Yeah, there's some clapping
cost
there.
Cost of doing business, man.
Parts of doing business.
So, first story I got for you guys tonight. We're in Land O' Lakes, where a Florida man was shot by his wife inside of a Publix.
Nice.
Seems legit.
Publix is classy.
It's a Florida. Publix is our upscale. Adam Simmons and I had a conversation about grocery chains this morning because we are in a constant battle with him to recruit Come him down. To move here.
Yeah.
And he was asking if we have Wegmans. And we were going back and forth on what we have and what we don't have. And I was like, dude, mm-hmm. Publix ain't nothing to fuck with. Publix is good shit. No,
Publix is good. Their subs are quite tasty.
Yeah. Well, we're off of them right now, that was our Friday ritual.
I missed when we moved back to Chicago was Publix subs. And as soon as we hit, was it Tennessee or Georgia? As soon as we hit the South, I was like, we're going to Publix for lunch.
Yeah, we got a hotel for night. And I think we got them for when we went to a hotel. Hell yeah.
They're the best.
You ever get the sub and then like put it in the cooler because you're going on a road trip or whatever and you eat it like 3 or 4 hours later? I swear to God, they're better that way. Because it's like
the bread.
Everything's like
soggy.
Infused.
Absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 98% of the time, I prefer food like very fresh. I don't want to eat food after it's like wilted or it's not crunchy or crispy or hot anymore. But the Publix sub is one of the few items that gets better over a short period of time. Like a couple hours later, it's like at its prime because all of the flavors have just like everything's just infused and it's just you bite that shit and it's just, oh, fuck. Like, oh, just
totally agree.
One hand down your pants. Like you're eating the sandwich with one hand and your jacking hand is down the pants. That's why I'm a left-handed jacker because I'm usually eating my Publix sub with the right. Yeah, so like you have to use the left-hand debate.
That's why that happens, because if you're a right hand, you're using that right hand to control something, you know, with your motor functions, and that's why we by default become a left-hand jerker.
I hold the phone with my left hand, and I'm right-handed.
Why do you do that? It's because you're Polish.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot more to do than just up and down, so I guess.
Yeah, you got a fucking Rubik's Cube to solve between your legs.
Right, so.
Oh, shit.
But Let me break this shit down. Florida man out shopping with his wife suffered a gunshot wound when a firearm in her purse accidentally went off. The victim and his wife, who holds a concealed and carry permit, were checking out at the cash register when her purse containing a Derringer II shotgun fell to the floor from the counter.
Right. She should have that thing in a holster.
Yeah. We pulled this up while we were waiting for you to get on tonight just because I was like, what kind of fucking saddlebags is this broad walking around with that she's got a fucking shotgun?
And like, it's kind of misleading. A little revolver, but what the fuck?
Well, shotgun's kind of misleading because, I mean, right. I think it takes, okay. Jason, was it that it takes shotgun shells, but it's kind of like just like a big-ass hand
cannon.
Yeah,
it's like, do you know what the Taurus Judge is?
Have you seen that? Yeah, I love Taurus.
Okay, so it's basically their version, I guess. It doesn't look anything like it, but it's their version of it, so it shoots 410 shotgun shells.
It's like a straight hand cannon.
It's a handgun.
Do you need something that fits in your purse that shoots shotgun shells? This is like only in Florida shit. Like most states, that shit is not. I mean, like you might as well have like a fucking muzzle loading handgun that like fires a round that's like, I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
I don't know. This bitch shouldn't have a gun anyway because she's dumb enough.
That's so awesome.
Keep that in her fucking purse
and then let it fall.
And let it fall out. That bitch should be in a holster. She should hit up Iggy for Faltec and get yourself a holster.
It's his fault. It's the man's fault. It's his fault.
Probably. For marrying, it's Mother's Day weekend, baby.
An idiot.
It's his fault for marrying Yosemite Sam.
When Jason pulled up the judge on YouTube, it looked like the gun from Roger Rabbit to me. It looked just like it.
It says through the investigation, it appears that the gun fired when the purse fell to the ground and a bullet struck the victim's lower right shin.
So it wasn't in a holster and it wasn't on safety.
No.
I don't even have a gun and I know the rules.
Well, no, here it gets better. The gun was located inside the wife's purse and a hole was discovered in the side of the purse. So it fell out of the fucking hole.
Oh my God.
It says victim's in stable condition and no criminal charges are expected. Stupid but if charges. I'm the husband, I might pursue fucking criminal charges on that bitch, dude.
If I was the husband, I would smack that bitch, told her she was dumb, told her to go wait in a car.
But this raises a good point about, you know, like gun safety and gun control, because like especially here it seems like everybody's got concealed carry permits, and I'm okay with that. You know, that's fine. I'm not like anti-gun law or anything.
That bitch should get a ticket for not.
But there's got to be some sort of vetting process. Yes. You know, like how is this, you know, bitch carrying around there a fucking hand cannon in her purse that she's got, you know, loaded with not safety and. That's right. The shit I have a problem with.
If you're going to have a gun, you should have it in a certain area. If you're indoors, it should be in safety mode. If they're not and you get caught with it, then you should get a fine. You should be fined for it, for being an idiot. There's
rules that they're supposed to go by. I mean,
but if they don't follow them, then what happens?
They're supposed to be arrested.
I think gun safety is important. Like I got a concealed carry permit up here. I'm in New Hampshire. And a couple of years ago when I first moved up here, New Hampshire required a permit for concealed carry. For open carry, they didn't require any kind of permitting. And actually, in the last couple of years, they've done away with the permitting for concealed carry. So now you don't need one. But I still happen to have one because I got it before they phased them out.
What's the difference? What's open carry?
So open is not concealed. Where you can see it.
Oh, yeah. you can see it.
It's like the Wild West.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, open carry is like Wild West. You got like your spurs, you got your chaps, you're like...
So you can just have it outside and be like
move and you can open carry. You can open carry like a rifle too. Like it's
goddamn
weird, but it's legal to open carry a rifle.
That is fucking weird, man.
It's strange, but yeah, you can open carry. So like I do the concealed carry up here sometimes. You know what I mean? Like hey, you never can.
Like when you go to Joe B's neighborhood.
Yeah, when I drive out to Joe B's neighborhood. Yep, because I do like to rob the 7-Eleven down the street from him.
He lives in a bad neighborhood.
Dude, Joby lives in the middle of the woods.
What? Yeah. Is that why he's Joby of the woods?
Joby of the woods.
Yeah, Joby of the woods.
Now, Joby's not bad. I mean, for New Hampshire, he lives in kind of a city, or lived pretty near kind of a city for New Hampshire. I mean, it's New Hampshire, so it's not Atlanta. It's not Orlando. It's not Atlanta. Miami.
I wasn't Atlanta. Super paying attention when we were driving around. I just saw lots of trees.
I like trees.
Yeah, we got those. And we got dead people buried right outside the KFC.
He told me about that.
You do.
Yeah, I wish we took a picture, but it probably was disrespectful. I did.
Like, if you love KFC.
I got photographs of that.
If you love KFC, though, like, it makes sense. I fucking love KFC. Like, I love chicken. Like
that. You think that's in someone's will? Like, bury me at the fucking KFC Taco Bell combo?
They want to be the breading.
Do you guys know Fogo de Chão?
Oh, yeah.
I love that place so fucking much. My wife knows.
We went for our anniversary last year. The Brazilian Churrascaria.
That's Texas de Brazil.
Same premise.
Okay.
Yeah. we got a Fogo de Chão up here in Boston, man. I like going for my birthday. Fogo de Chão. And I told her, like, you better bury me right outside that motherfucker. Better bury me outside that motherfucker.
Going there for sure.
That would be acceptable.
All in the meats.
That would be acceptable.
So this lady shot her old man. I mean, I feel like that could have happened anywhere. I don't know that it would have been a hand cannon anywhere but Florida, but I feel like that has to happen in France, Canada. I mean, all the
Why
time,
would
right?
that happen in France
On
and
the
Canada?
Dance floor, that one dude from last
I
year.
I thought about that guy, that FBA.
He did a backflip FBI and agent. His gun went off and shot somebody in the leg.
Yeah.
That's baller, too.
He must get a free pass for the rest of his life now, right?
Yeah,
every time is, you know, and then if his wife's like, "No, I'm not in the mood today," he's like, "Well, you remember that time you shot me in the leg?" You know, like
I would have been like, exactly. "Listen, it wasn't your dick."
I tell you what, you know, a real quick story. When I was a kid, I knew a couple that used to go hunting or whatever, and it was kind of a similar situation. The husband's rifle discharged and shot the wife in the foot, and she ended up losing her foot.
Oh,
the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Not even just
a
toe?
No, like the whole fucking foot. And then the dude ended up leaving her. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude, you can't do that, man. Like, you just fucking took her foot, and now you're like, peace. Yeah. And she was fucking good-looking chick, man. I have, like, one foot or not, dude. Like, I'd have been all right with it.
There's always some dude that's tired of fucking something.
I feel you there. I feel you there, Dutchie. That's wisdom.
Well, yeah, that is true. But you can't take a bitch's foot and then bounce, dude.
Right.
That's in bad taste.
That is true.
That's in bad taste.
Like, she definitely gets the house. If you take her foot and then you try to bounce, like, I don't care how awful she was and whatever made you leave. I don't care how justified you are. If you blew that bitch's foot off and then you try to bounce, she gets the house, bare minimum. And she gets her pick of the cars, too. She gets to take all that shit.
What if she just tried, like, kicking him in the ass with that foot, but instead of kicking him, she would just shove it in there? Because that's what
I was thinking. Like wow, you could fisted get, with you the could nub? Get mountable. Yeah. Like why stop at a pirate peg leg? Like the pirate peg leg would be fun, but why stop there? You could attach literally anything to your stump.
Oh my god! You got a nub. Chainsaws and shit,
dude. Yeah, you could do. Yeah, you could do. You could do all manner of like anal stuff for his butthole. And I'm sure he was like, "I need out. This is just too kinky for me." That's probably what made him leave. It's just like,
so you think the array of interchangeable foot dildos is what drove him to the limit?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. That probably, because after about a year of that, and he's like, okay, you know, I'll bend over and tell you because I did blow your foot off. But after a little while, like her passive aggressive vengeance on his butthole, he's just like, look, I can't do this anymore. Like it's been 3 years. You've been sodomizing me every night with your weird peg leg attachments. And I don't know how many times I have to take it in the ass to say, I'm sorry for blowing your foot off, but I got to go. I'm moving to Alaska now.
You would have to because she'd fine you. At that point, it sounds like that's the makings of a supervillain.
Well, at that point, he could probably take a moose dick and not feel anything.
Fucking moose cock. Shout out to like moose cock.
Moose cock.
Tarantino movie was that where the girl had Grindhouse. A gun on her leg? Yeah.
Grindhouse. Yeah, that was Grindhouse. That was a good flick, dude. Underrated as fuck.
Gun on her leg.
Underrated as fuck. Next story I got. This one you'll appreciate, Jason, as a father-to-be.
Yes, yes.
Florida man tries to pawn his baby.
It was a joke, right? Like, he didn't really try to...
It was a joke that went wrong. It was a joke that went wrong, and
as they often do,
It says a massive manhunt ensued after a Sarasota man tried to pawn his baby. Turns out it was just a prank that went wrong. On Tuesday evening, a man entered the A&F pawn shop in Sarasota and made a strange request to store owner Richard Jordan. Quote, this is the weirdest, strangest situation we've ever encountered. He put him down on the counter. He was pretty serious about it. Spun his baby around and said, can I pawn this? It lasted less than a minute, but after he left, Jordan called the police. A few hours later, the man, Brian Slocum, realized that he was all over the news. He called authorities to explain himself, and soon dozens of officers were outside of his home.
It wasn't a joke.
You don't think it was?
Hell no, it wasn't a joke. Well, did he bring anything else to pawn?
No.
See?
Wasn't a joke. Well, let me finish, because he kind of explains it, but I don't know if you're going to buy it.
Nope.
He's quoted saying they didn't find it funny or hilarious at all, and there were a lot of resources and time and money that went into it. Slocum is a single dad with a 7-month-old son. At the urging of his nephew, he started making silly videos on Snapchat. Tuesday, Slocum recorded his latest stunt, and the Snapchat video says, he says, this is what I got. I know no one under 18 is allowed in here, but he's barely used. 7.5 months old. What do you think he's worth? The manager did not think that it was funny, and he didn't think the manager would take it seriously, and obviously his joke fell flat. Sarasota police are not charging him, and Slocum says he learned his lesson.
I feel like that's the right move for the Sarasota police. No harm, no foul. That's what I'm saying. And the guy at the pawn shop, he needs to get a sense of humor, man. I mean,
yes.
He's a bitch. Dude. Come on.
Hey, I know I sent you the news story. Did you watch the video?
I did not. I didn't watch the video.
Dude. They interview him, and he is such a fucking square, dude. He's like, I would never trade my son for anything in the world, and this is not funny to be joking about. This is not a laughing matter.
I trade my son for a cheeseburger sometimes.
Especially right now, right?
Yeah.
He sounds like somebody I know. I don't like like that. I don't like people like that don't have a sense of humor. You can't joke about trading in your kid. Like, I can't joke about selling my child to organ harvesters. Like, come on, man. It's just a joke.
Wow, you just took it up a notch, dude. We went from A&F pawn shop to fucking goddamn black market kidney dealers and shit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what's the next logical step? You know what I mean? Like, you either sell the whole thing as a package or you piece it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, chop chop. For humans. For humans, yeah.
Well, you know, Alex Jones says that they're keeping all the abortion babies alive.
You know it.
I'm sure this kid can fetch a price, man.
This poor Sarasota redneck is just trying to get YouTube famous for 5 minutes so he can cash a couple of checks. I mean, I think this guy at the pawn shop needs to calm his tits a little bit and quit being so self-righteous and on his fucking high horse, man. Don't fucking come at me on your fucking high horse because you can't take a fucking joke. I'm going to call the police because you were joking about selling your kid to me. Come on. It was a joke. All right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He just went to the wrong pawn shop.
He picked the wrong fucking pawn shop.
He did. I know. Like 9 out of 10 times you go to a pawn shop and they're literally doing drugs when you walk in. They're like, like, have you seen Pulp Fiction? I'm pretty sure that was a documentary. He goes into a pawn shop and 5 minutes later they're raping him. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you not pick that pawn shop? Like every pawn shop in my mind ever since 1994 when I saw Pulp Fiction has been, don't fucking go in there because you're going to wake up in his basement and he's going to be like fisting a gimp while butt fucking you and you're going to wear a ball gag in your mouth. How did he not get that pawn shop?
No, he picked the one pawn shop in Sarasota that was run by fucking goddamn Mennonites or something. Right. Dude.
No shit.
This guy he was not having it.
That's what happens when Jehovah's Witnesses open a fucking pawn shop. Losers. Squares.
Fucking loser.
Fucking. What kind of person is broke? Is so broken that they can't take a joke, though? That's terrible. What kind of person? Terrible. Like, and it doesn't hurt me if you don't take a joke. If you can't take a joke, if you get butt hurt or whatever and call the cops on me and the cops come to my house and arrest me, that doesn't hurt me. It hurts you for not having a sense of humor. That's your problem because you don't have a sense of humor. You got to go through your whole life never enjoying nothing because except for like the Bible and church on Sunday morning, maybe, maybe not even that. But you go through your whole life not enjoying nothing because you got no fucking sense of humor. So when the cops come to my house and they bust down my door and they shoot my dog and then they haul me out to jail, you're the one who's really losing, motherfucker, because you got no sense of humor.
That's the worst. I hate people.
Well, my thoughts on this originally changed, too, because when I was typing this up, I was all prepared to fucking like key in on the hillbilly because he was a straight redneck, let me tell you what. And when they said single dad, I'm like, oh, shit, there's jokes to be had there. But yeah, then when I saw the guy.
Man, if you're a single dad, the mom is fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're, that's general rule of thumb. Yeah, if you're a single dad, the mom is like she's in fucking. A
meth house. Yeah, like, right. She's fucked.
But then when I saw the guy talk in the interview, I'm like, no. Pawn shop guy's the target. Fucking the other guy, he's all right. Leave him alone. Pawn shop guy, you're the target.
It makes me feel even worse for the single dad because it's like, this kid's only 7 months old. You're single dad in it. Your ex, baby mama, or whoever is out there. You know she's sucking so much dick for meth. You know, like so much Florida dick is running through her right now. You're like, I just wish you were here to breastfeed my fucking kid, except you're like, you're taking everything, like you're just every hole, you know what I'm saying? Like and you're trying not to think about that at night while you're trying to fall asleep, right? You can't shoot yourself in the mouth because you got a 7-month-old kid. Like, give this guy a few fucking YouTube clicks. I'm subbing to his YouTube right now. What's his fucking YouTube? I'm gonna sub to this guy.
I don't think it was on YouTube. I think
I'm inviting him on a podcast,
or Snapchat, or something.
I'll sub to his Snapchat. I don't know what that is, but I'm about to Google Snapchat. I'm gonna sub to that shit because I want to give this guy some love. I feel bad for this motherfucker. Like, does he have a fucking PayPal? I'm gonna fucking donate $1 so he can go buy a fucking diaper for this kid, because
a diaper,
yeah.
You're good for Thursday, kid.
I'm good for
it's like 7 diapers a day at least.
Yeah, I'm good for between like 9 a.m. and like 11:30. I'll take care of it. But
a single anything is hard to begin with, so I think kudos to the dad for even having a sense of humor, because when they're little like that, I mean, you do what you have to do. But man, if I was by myself, I would be.
Dude, broken. You mean like alcoholism? I was by myself. When I was by myself last month with our 9-year-old and 4-year-old for 2 weeks by myself, that shit was tough. I didn't even have a goddamn infant. I can only imagine what an infant was like.
Seven months is not easy. They're like barely. They might be crawling. They don't talk yet. They know what the fuck they want. You don't know what the fuck they want. It's hard.
Well, it's hard out here for a pimp.
If the kid, God, I love that song. But if you got to watch an infant who's breastfeeding and your wifey's out of town, Dutchie's out of town or whatever, you got to call two titties over that are breastfeed.
Hey, don't think that when they were younger and I was feeding them. See, well, this happened with the oldest because I learned my lesson. Feeding them a bottle with no shirt on, you know, first thing in the morning, and he's like, "Hey, you've got a titty, not as big as mama's, but let me try my luck." Fucking ka-ching, lock on like a goddamn alligator and shit, man. Mm-hmm. I learned my lesson with that.
Yeah.
The second one, shirts on when you're feeding.
You can't do that. You know, I read this is what you got to do. I'm going to try this when I'm a new dad, and I try to do the same thing, which is to feed shirtless. What you got to do is you got to smear vinegar all over your chest. So when they go to latch on, they get that vinegar flavor.
No. So
you got to just slather vinegar all over yourself, maybe grain alcohol too, so that they just get that burn. So you just like you just smear
child abuse.
You smear it all over, and then when they go to latch on, it's like they get that grain alcohol and
then they
vinegar.
Fall asleep, and that's an added bonus. Yeah.
Or they die.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean,
either way.
You don't put that much on there.
You don't put that much on
You don't put that much
vinegar
on there.
Vinegar would be okay. I don't know about the alcohol, but the vinegar would be all right.
Let's keep moving. I knew this is one of the side effects of having Lord on me, but we're running long, so let's let's fucking do this shit. Puente Gorda, Florida woman pulled a foot long alligator out of her pants at a traffic stop.
Hell yeah.
She hiding it in her pussy?
Out of her pants?
Out of her pants.
They were yoga pants.
She had a snapper and a snapper.
Oh, okay.
Let me set the scene for you here. I'm going to paint you a little picture.
Okay? She was in a Ford Pinto.
The blue Chevy pickup truck drove west on Oil Well Road. It blew through a stop sign and hung a left on the Tamiami Trail in the dark of night around 3:15 a.m. That's when Florida Sheriff's deputies turned on their lights and sirens. When they approached the pickup, the driver, Michael Cody Clemens, 22, and his passenger, Ariel Michelle Marchand Le Cuir.
Excuse me?
I think she might be of the God Cajun variety.
Le Cuir.
Ariel Michelle Marchand Le Cuir.
She Cajun. Le Cuir.
25, had been collecting frogs and snakes under a nearby overpass.
Oh, my God. She
perfect Cajun. Fucking yeah. alibi at 3:15 in the morning on a fucking Tuesday.
Or that's what I do at 3 in the morning.
We try to do a boil for lunch.
There are some animals that people are simply not allowed to possess in Florida, or at the very least, that they can't have without a permit. Bears, tigers, rhinoceroses, and crocodiles are illegal. Cougars, howler monkeys, wolves, and cassowaries are fine as long as a permit is obtained. Particularly applicable in this instance, Florida law does not allow the capture or possession of poisonous reptiles, copperheads, eastern diamondbacks, coral snakes, to name a few, unless there's a permit involved.
He's not any of those.
Huh?
He was an alligator.
Well, they're. I'm just giving you a little background.
Oh.
Of why the cop is, you know, investigating or whatever.
Because he saw an alligator.
Well, not yet. So the Charlotte County deputy asked Clemens and Marchand Le Cuir if they would open their backpacks to show their haul, just to make sure they didn't have anything illegal.
Yeah.
Like the list or whatever.
Yeah.
Clemens,
sure, you don't have a howler
and-
monkey in there. Let me see the inside of that bag. I'm looking for howler monkeys.
Show you my dick.
Clemens had clothes and other personal items in his bag. Marchand Le Cuir grabbed her backpack from the floor next to her feet and unzipped it to show 43 small turtles piled inside.
Were they candy wrappers?
This is a reoccurring theme here, man.
Maybe she was smuggling them to the other guy.
This is, like, I need to put the diagram on the wall and put the yarn with the thumbtacks and shit, because, like, these are all connecting, man.
The last 3 weeks or something with turtles. Turtle army, turtle smuggling,
and now bitch. Turtle collecting. We got all three tiers of the fucking crime syndicate happening here.
Like ping pong balls. Bloop, bloop.
So when she shows them the turtles, the cop says anything else, and that's when she reached into her yoga pants and tugged out a foot-long alligator. It was a little baby, but I mean, he was still fucking big.
Well, I guess the yoga pants
and the babies
pants,
can
that
fuck
way,
you, too.
Oh, yeah, they
babies
can bite a finger
hell
off.
Hell yeah, the babies can fuck you
up. Well, the yoga pants are constricting, so it's probably like wrapping the tape around their mouth because they can't really move anywhere. Because yoga pants are tight.
I'm saying you don't want to get bit in the clit by one of them things.
Bit in the clit. Damn, if that was okay to be an episode title, you would have nailed it, but I can't put that through
That's
Apple.
That's a rap song.
You could put clit through Apple, right? Apple will let you do clit. They won't let you do fuck. They won't let you do shit. They won't let you do cock. They won't let you do cunt. They won't let you do what else? Motherfucker.
Come on, keep it going.
Dickhole.
Celebrate it.
Dickhole. Celebrate with that one.
They won't let you do dickhole, but they'll let you do clit. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, because dick is a bad word, but clit
maybe
is.
Maybe you can use slit.
I mean, like, that would be anti-feminist of them to shut you down for clit. I see women up.
I am an anti-feminist.
It would be anti-feminist. That would
fucking
be
on brand,
like you're celebrating the clitoris, and if Apple tries to shut you down for celebrating the clit, bitten the clit. That would be bad. That would be bad on Apple.
Down.
It says here, according to the incident report, Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission seized all the animals and released them back into the wild. Clemens and Marchand Le Cuir were cited for violation of state wildlife laws. I don't, even if that's the case, even if that's what was going through her little fucking Cajun redneck mind, is I'm going to put this in my yoga pants to constrict his mouth from fucking. Dude, you got to think that thing's thrashing around.
No, they're eating that shit.
Huh?
They're going to eat it.
The gator?
They're going to make a stew.
Gator stew.
With turtles.
The turtles,
like,
I could see.
It's like a lake, and like, you know, they got seafood. Maybe it's like a swamp food.
We discussed earlier that
oil.
There's Publix subs. Like, why would you want to eat a fucking turtle or an alligator?
It's free, bitch.
Chinese Marchand
Le Cuir. Ariel Marchand Le Cuir is not going to Publix, dude. Publix is above her pay grade.
She going to the creek because the shit's free.
She's going to the creek to gather turtles in the backpack.
Fuck that. Who wants to eat a turtle? That's fucking weird, man.
Especially your fucking old backpack turtle, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
If I want a turtle, at least get it fresh. I got your old fucking turtle. 4-day-old backpack turtle.
I don't want fresh turtle either. I'd rather fucking be vegan. If that's my only option is like turtle or tofu, I'm going to fucking eat the tofu.
Turtle or tofu?
What part of the turtle would you be able to eat? Because like you think their feet are... No,
you crack.
Chewy.
You crack the shell. Like a crab, I think it's all I the guess. Good stuff like inside. Just, yeah, inside the shell.
Inside.
Oh, that's weird. I think. You eat crab legs. I don't eat the crab insides.
You would eat turtle torso.
Ew.
Turtle torso, man.
Fucking tails and shit. That's
last one I got for you is one that is near and dear to me, I'm sure as well to you. Lake City, Florida. Florida man was arrested Sunday for a truck sticker that a deputy alleged violates a state obscenity law. Which is kind of hilarious that there's such a thing in Florida.
I had no idea.
Dylan Shane Webb, 23, faces charges of possession of obscene material, a first-degree misdemeanor, and resisting arrest, also a first-degree misdemeanor, after he refused to remove a sticker from the rear window of his truck that said, quote, I eat ass.
That's good information. Yep.
The deputy claimed the sticker violates Florida Statute 847, blah, 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 which deals with the possession and distribution of obscene material. Dash cam footage shows the deputy telling Webb that the reason he was pulled over was the derogatory sticker on the back of his truck. Quote from the driver, how is that derogatory?
It's just a statement.
The cop says, how is it not derogatory? Some 10-year-old little kid sitting in the passenger seat of his mama's vehicle looks over and sees I eat ask and asks his mom what it means. How is she going to explain that? His response, that's the parent's job, not my job.
True.
Which I agree with wholeheartedly.
Agreed.
Yeah.
110%
you say it means donkey.
I eat donkey meat, bitch.
Yeah, say, who cares?
Say, fuck it, this is Florida. You're probably going to learn this in a year or two, little Johnny. By the time you turn 7, you're going to eat all kind of ass because this is Florida. So let me just tell you. It's when a guy loves a woman or a woman loves a man or they're just both really fucking intoxicated. That's usually the case. You lick the other person's butthole.
Yeah, I should be like, that dude likes to lick buttholes, whatever.
Yeah, he likes to lick buttholes.
That's what I would tell my kid. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, I give this guy credit, too, because after issuing a notice to appear, the deputy asked Dylan to remove one of the letters from the word on the back of the truck so
like
it would
no
longer
be derogatory.
I like the
cops trying to compromise with him.
Yeah, he's like, scrape one of the S's off of ass.
Just and take an S off, please.
He said, fuck off. It says he refused, citing his First Amendment right, according to the report. The deputy detained Webb, placed him in a patrol car. He was taken to the detention facility without incident, where he was charged with obscene writing on vehicles, which seems like a bullshit made-up charge,
right.
And resisting an officer without violence. There's been an update to this since it happened. It says that all charges have been dropped. In a May 9th letter to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, Assistant State Attorney John Foster stated that all charges against 23-year-old Dylan Shane Webb have been dropped and that his I eat ass sticker is, in fact, protected by the First Amendment.
I feel like it's just kind of weird that, like, I don't know, man. Like, I sort of feel the cops, but I feel like it's always kind of weird that they can get you for resisting without violence. Because essentially he just said, like, no, I'm not going to do what you're
like,
telling
why?
Me.
Why? Yeah, he's like, conversation. He just wants to explain to him. That's
so
all.
It's like, what if the cop told me, I mean, the cop could tell you anything. He could tell you to do anything. He could
exactly. He
could tell you to bend over and eat your own ass. And you'd be like, no, thank you. Like, A, I'm not that flexible. B, like, I'm leaving the Mexican joint right now. That would not be a good idea at this moment to eat my own ass. So if you say no to the police officer, I don't like the idea of there being a law that exists on the books that exists that to forbid you from saying no to a police officer. Because I feel like as long as you're obeying the law, you should be within your right to say no to the police officer when he tells you to do some shit. Like, if the cop wants to search you, like, no, go get a fucking warrant, asshole. Like, illegal search and seizure, it's the Fourth Amendment. Suck my fucking dick. How about you eat my ass, officer? Because if you got probable cause, fine. Otherwise, go get a fucking warrant. There's a reason why we got a right to privacy. It's so that you can fuck off.
Go ahead.
I've seen stickers on the back of pickup trucks that say I fuck fat bitches and they're never pulled over.
Not.
Yes, I did.
Where'd you see
and
that?
It's like the girl on the mud flap, but it's a fat girl.
Yeah. Yes.
Girl on the mud
I
flap,
want that car.
And this is, I fuck, am by a fat bitch?
No, but that's amazing.
So, but it says I fuck fat bitches.
Did you read the comments on
that
thing?
I didn't.
One of the comments somebody had said was, they're like, I can't believe he got arrested for that. They're like, I used to live in North Florida and used to see Klan stickers on the back
of
cars, and nobody did anything about it.
Well, see, and here's the thing, too, that I read even beyond this is that now he's considering suing the police department, you know, for the whole thing, because it's been a nationwide story this week. It's been a big media thing.
Yeah.
So I think he's trying to cash in a little bit, which, whatever, take your shot. The leg that he has to stand on from his attorney was that the guy said that it was, what was the word that he used? He said it's derogatory. He said it was a derogatory sticker. And if he was arresting him for that particular law, it would have had to been an obscenity, not a derogatory thing. So they're trying to get that loophole on the whole thing, because I mean, obviously they mean two different things. But and the law that we have on the books is apparently for something to like distribution of pornography or something from like way back in the fucking day.
Oh, well, I was like, just hearing the story, it kind of makes you think like, is this something like how a homosexual porn would start, like where it's like the officer pulls him over, he's like, I eat ass, and then the guy gets out and he's like, officer's like, show me.
Like, hey, bro, I want to get out of a ticket. This is just rings true with me with censorship, just because of the way that we are on our podcast. You know, I mean, like, it's not for everybody just because of our colorful language.
Cunt.
And I mean,
cunt.
I mean, that's just how I talk. You know, that's how I talk in the real world too. And I mean, it doesn't sit well with everybody in the fucking real world
cock
either. I mean, like, Jason's
balls
uncomfortable every time he invites me over.
Taint.
especially if his family's there. He's like, oh Jesus Christ, please don't speak. Don't like, mingle. God, please don't mingle. Yeah, this Jason.
My God,
he's uncomfortable around his own family.
Dude, remember when we did the Four Stack show and that family with the kids got up and left?
Oh, yeah.
We're recording a podcast at the fucking brewery,
and
we're just doing our thing, and I'm talking, and the Lightning are playing, and we're getting excited, and, dude, this was early on in the podcast, so, like, we're just, you know, we're excited to be doing something. We got a little event going and this and that, and I get the beers flowing, and I'm F this and F that like I do. Family's getting up and left, and we took a break, and I'm like, what the fuck do you want from me, man? You got your kids in a goddamn bar.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
That's my whole point. Normally,
should
I would
conform
feel bad
to you?
Yeah, normally I would feel bad, but I'm like, they're fucking seven. You brought them to a brewery. Take them to fucking Disney, you asshole.
They've heard curse words before.
I mean, essentially, they're the ones drinking and driving with their kids home.
Yeah, if I show up at your kid's daycare while he's watching fucking Blue's Clues, and then I proceed to teach him how to say the word fuck stick, motherfucker shit, and call his daycare teacher a cunt while rolling a blunt, then you can take issue with me. But, like, you're at a brewery. What do you expect? What do you expect? You take the kid to a fucking brewery. You don't think somebody there is going to drop an F-bomb? Go fuck yourself, people.
Kids are 9 and 4, and they know what adult words are.
Go take your kids to Infinity Wars and shit.
We don't censor ourselves in front of them. Yeah.
I was gonna say, dude, I have accidentally forgotten or not thought about what I was wearing and showed up to my youngest daycare with a shit happens when you party naked shirt on.
I love you.
And then I get a little bit of questions and a little bit of side eye from the other parents, you know. But I'm fucking throwing a t-shirt when I get home. I don't really think what it
they
is.
Got nothing,
you know, and
to
me, it's no big deal.
About. There's an asterisk in that shit. They got nothing to complain about. I've never printed a t-shirt that says the full shit word on it. All those
and
shirts have an asterisk. If those parents bust
them
your balls,
can't read.
You give them my telephone number. They can call me. You have them call Jason, okay? Tell them. Call me. I'll fucking set them straight, okay? Don't you
fucking
look side. Don't look sideways at my lunchbox.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I got people. We roll deep.
We roll deep.
but you know, before we take this break, I mean, like, we're all of the older generation here. I mean, like, we skew older. How much fucked up shit did we see in here when we were younger, you know?
Yeah, we were just leaving the room. Like, we were pretend, like, as soon as somebody started talking as an adult, we would be expected to leave.
Well, I mean, like, we weren't necessarily from the era of children should be seen and not heard, but I mean, like, we've seen fucked up shit. Like, I remember being in the swimming pool with the neighbors, and the dad had a fucking tattoo with a dude with or a chick with titties hanging out.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wow, that's awesome, and that's right on your arm all the time. You could just look at your arm. Like, there's titties right there.
And
like, I was so.
They're like jiggly.
Yeah, fucking. I mean, that's just, it's whatever. It's just, yeah. Oh, well, John was in the military. Yeah, he's John got that tattoo.
John was in the Navy. That's why he's got that weird hentai monster with four dicks. That's why he's got that tattooed on him.
That's why he's always drooling.
I don't know, man. I just, the world has become a soft place to me, man.
Dude, for real.
It's not my job to curb myself or whatever. And I mean, of course, take it to, you know, whatever level you want. I mean, I'm not going to go out of the house, you know, with fucking t-shirts that, you know, say, you know, clan shit or whatever, or fucking, yeah, just straight dicks on my shirt or whatever. But at the same time, if I happen to let an F-bomb slip at the goddamn shopping mall, don't look at me crazy because you're walking by me with your kids. Fuck off.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I should be allowed to swear all up in the Publix.
Dude, my kid, I don't know, he's online now. My kid's online with the Xbox now, so I catch him saying shit sometimes, you know, and it's whatever. He's going to be...
I've never heard him.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. He's going to hear it.
But he's already got the mindset, which I appreciate, and I did myself when I was his age, to at least act around me as if that's not what's going on. He still respects me enough. He still respects me enough to change it when he speaks to me. So, yeah. I mean, that's fine. Whatever you do with your little friends, fucking whatever.
I'm like, you're going to do what you do in front of your friends, but I better not hear you talking that way in front of teachers or your sensei or...
Well, he already told me he wants to cut a promo for Stuff Happens When You Party Naked.
Yeah,
cut him a promo. I'll slide him some bucks. Cut me a promo, kid. Make it filthy. I'll slide him some extra dough.
Like, hey... For this, you can swear, okay? So go ahead and get it out.
Tell him to cuss up a blue streak. I want to hear him say some shit.
How old is he? Oh, my God. He would light one, up. He's nine. Yeah. Okay, he'll be 10 this year. He would light up.
My favorite thing in the world, the funniest thing, the thing that cracks me up the most in movies is when little kids say, like, really awful shit. I don't mean, like, when they say, like, crap. But, with, like, the littler the better, so they don't really know what's going on. But, like, when a 4-year-old or 5-year-old is, like, fuck stick, that shit is just so funny to me. I don't know why.
Lucas has done that to us before. He'll just be like, shit.
Yeah, Lucas did it the other day.
Yeah, like, when a little kid said, is just like, fuck? You cocksucker. And you're like, you don't even know what that means. That's awesome. It's hilarious. I love that shit.
Logan and Lucas were doing something, and Lucas started, like, throwing a fit because Logan took something from him. And Logan's like, don't be a pussy.
Nice. I did say that. I said, don't call your 4-year-old brother a fucking pussy. All right?
Yeah, I do have a bit of a word of advice to you as a new parent soon.
Hit me.
Don't ever watch the movie 42 and your kid walk down the stairs. That's about Jackie Robinson, the baseball player.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Yeah,
but
a really good
my
movie.
Kid was sitting on the stairs apparently while I was watching it at night, and then comes downstairs and proceeds to ask me, you know, what is that word?
Oh,
he says it. Which one, Jay?
Oh, no, no.
Which
I'm not
one, Jay?
The
word? The word? That word?
Yes.
Let me get Bobby
like,
Moore on the line right now to get you a free
say
pass.
This word ever again.
Yeah, they dropped it a few times in the movie, now that you mentioned that. Which,
well, it's a period piece.
Have you ever, have you ever thought of that being an actor? Like, I imagine, like, you know, you do what you got to do to portray the time period, and if that means you got to drop an N-bomb, that's part of the film. It's written in the script. But, like, I just, like, imagine I'm, like, in a Quentin Tarantino movie opposite Samuel L. Jackson, and I got to call him an N-word at some point because it's part of the script. And I just fucking, I don't know if I could do it, man. Like, I'd be looking at him.
That's got to be
and Samuel
so
Jackson
short,
be looking
crazy
at me sideways, like, come on, motherfucker, call me an N-word. And I'm like, oh, fuck, like, I can't do it. And Quentin's like, you better call Samuel L. Jackson the N-word. And I'm like, I can't. What?
We've already paid you.
Yeah. Like, what do you, we're going to replace you if you don't call Sam Jackson the N-word. I would feel like I'm being hazed. I'd be like, this is a prank. This has got to be a prank. I can't call Samuel L. Jackson the N-word. Look at me. Right. I'm sweating bullets over here. I'm about to shit my pants. I can't. And then after the scene, if I did it, if I went through it, I'd be like, dude, I feel so dirty. I'm so sorry. And he'd be like, yeah, motherfucker, it's okay. It was in the script. And I'd be like, dude, it's not okay.
Yeah,
I feel so bad.
You should feel dirty.
Yeah, like I feel grimy. You know what I mean? Like, ugh.
Hey, we're running way late. Let's take this break real quick. Yeah. Dutchie couldn't even wait. She's in the bathroom right now. So let's take this break and we'll refill
diarrhea.
And we'll recharge and come back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Taylor, and I'm the co-host of the Call in the Shots podcast.
And I'm Steve Arena.
also co-host of Calling the Shots podcast. Three-time Staten Island Little League All-Star, four-time Howell Central Little League All-Star, and 1996 Howell Central Little League champion.
All right, well, there's your list of things. Hey, check out a clip here of us talking to Joe McAndrew, comedian from New Jersey.
One time I was driving in the work van and I let a full log go in my pants.
Fuck yeah.
I just said, I was like, I can't, I gotta get to this job on time. And I just stood up in the seat and just logged one out.
No.
And crawled out logged the bottom one of my out. Van.
That's the best.
You logged out.
Logged out.
I logged out.
I shit my pants at work once, and I had to pour gasoline all over my pants because I told my boss that I had a gasoline spill, and I had to go home and change. And
that'd be so wild if you didn't work anywhere near gasoline. Just worked at a Sizzler's, like, and you were like, excuse me.
Drove to the gas station. $10.
Got gasoline on my pants. He's like, you work at the chicken finger station.
Guy's like, you got the gas station. He's like, how can I help you? I'm like, can I have $1 of regular, please? I just like put it on my pants. Drive back to work.
Take it right on my trousers, sir.
He takes out like the squeegee thing and just like cleans my ass. Still... It's so hot.
Oh, god damn it.
Check us out every week on any old platform that you get your podcasts on.
Anyone?
Any single one, Steve.
All of them. You heard it here first.
Calling the shots. Give us a listen, and as always, swing for the fences.
Yeah, like, be yourself. Like, don't molest any children. But be yourself. like don't rape anybody at knife point, but otherwise be yourself. You know what
these
I mean? Like be
these are words to live by from Lord Almy.
Right.
True words to live by.
We're gonna with that, let's bring it back in. Thank you for this fresh lime vodka drink that in the spirit of our weight loss challenge. Yep. There's been zero beers in my hand for the last 3 weeks.
That's a good
called for beers. You.
Jason's drinking fucking water.
Jason's drinking water. Jason won't even fuck. You know why?
That's because I'm having chest pains.
Yeah, he's claiming that exercising is going to kill him because he's having chest pains because he's in this weight loss challenge.
I didn't work out the last 2 days because I had been having the chest pain. So I was like,
So talk to me a little bit about, so chest pains are not considered a very good symptom, buddy. I don't want to alarm you.
He said, I don't know how I could dumb it down anymore. That's pretty fucked up.
I don't want to alarm you because, again, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just smarter than most of them. I'm not legally certified to treat this type of medical condition. So, but I would recommend seeing a qualified medical professional. Look, exercise in general won't kill you. Like, but I say in general. So if you do have a cardiac issue, if you have an aneurysm, if you have atherosclerosis, if you have an arrhythmia especially, then actually technically under those conditions, exercise could hypothetically kill you.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the doctor in the past, and they said it was just high blood pressure, and so they gave me blood pressure medication, and so that's what I take. But
you're treating your blood pressure?
The diet and the exercise, though, is going to lower that naturally, mm-hmm. man. You probably can get off of the blood pressure stuff.
When you used to have chest pains, you say you had gas. I'm like, it's just
are
gas.
You? Do you use an ACE inhibitor, or what do you got? What do they got you on?
It's lisinopril or lisinopril.
Okay, that's an ACE inhibitor. So that works to block an enzyme that converts a substance that raises blood pressure. So lisinopril is good to be on. It's actually good. It's good for you in the long run. It's good for your kidneys because the kidneys is where that enzyme conversion takes place or that it affects. So it's actually healthy for your kidneys. So even if you lose weight, they might lower your dosage. But I'm not sure that I would come off of that drug entirely because that's actually a pretty decent drug to be on long term, as far as like long term kidney outcomes and stuff like that. You don't want to progress CKD or anything like that. So that's a good drug that the doc has you on. Just make sure you're following up with him, that because that angina is not usually a good thing.
Did you just say his mangina is not a good thing?
Angina pectoralis. You know
that mangina.
Swine.
That mangina is something that is not to be trifled with.
I apologize, Lord Almy. He is uneducated and has no swine. Degrees.
This is a perfect fucking
the
jester intro.
Speaketh when he should not.
This is a perfect intro to the second half that we alluded to, where we're gonna get into the specialization of Lord Almy here. What is your actual title? What is your day job title that your expertise has you doing? Yeah. Has you doing this Slimmer Circle companion podcast, which I do enjoy. Dutchie and I listened to the first episode on the way back from the beach.
I struggle with the breakfast or no breakfast.
It's an important topic. Yeah,
I'm waiting for two to drop. I sat with you on episode two and we talked a little bit about caffeine. You. It's been good. It's good that you're doing this for all of us, because I mean, a general rule of thumb is podcasters are typically out of shape and could stand to lose some weight and to exercise a little more. So this has been beneficial for the whole group, I would think.
I think so.
What is your background and qualification that gives you the right to fucking tell us what to do?
The right. He's an American motherfucker. And this is right.
My official title. Of course.
Sir, Professor, Lord, Jason Almy.
only in very formal situations do I even go by this, but it's King Shit of Fuck Mountain.
That's I knew that one.
I'd rule
that's
that mountain. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, but as far as like a medical licensure, that's kind of why I have my wife on the Slimmer Circle, because she is the one who is licensed to practice medical nutrition therapy. I'm not sure if she's licensed in your state though, but she's licensed in like a dozen different states. But I actually have to complete the reason I'm in master's I'm in school for my master's right now is to complete didactic requirements that will allow me to sit for the exam, because you have to sit for a board exam to get licensed.
Certified. Yeah,
exactly. So just like with any other medical specialty,
right.
You know, any doctor has to sit for a board exam, become board certified to be licensed to practice. Yeah, so that's just kind of like good practice to keep people from like operating on you when they don't have any kind of formal education and they like amputate your penis and you're like, what the fuck? You know, I was just getting my tonsils removed. Yeah, they like totally amputated my penis and I came to get my tonsils out. My tonsils are still in and I got no dick. And so
maybe they thought the dick was in the throat.
Yeah.
That would be somebody else's dick, not your own.
That's like I got stuck on her braces type of shit. Yeah, like my testicles, like I got like extra floppy testicle meat that got like stuck in there, like the scrotum. I just got extra scrotum and got stuck in there, guys. I wouldn't miss that. I wouldn't miss that. But I work for a nutrition dietetics company. Mm-hmm. We do medical nutrition therapy. We do diabetes programs. We do diabetes prevention programs. We work with bariatric clinics, and we employ an awful lot of registered dietitians, nutritionists, like my wife. And of course, I'm studying to become one in a few years. I will have completed my master's degree and my internship, and I'll be able to sit for the licensing exam, and I'll probably get 100, maybe more if there's extra credit.
I just see dollar signs everywhere. I can't justify all the money. No, that you're putting into school.
That I'm putting in.
Yeah, that you have like to pay back. Like that's why I didn't. Yeah, I didn't go to college. I can't.
But look at the payoff, though. The payoff is
the student loans for 10 plus years.
Well, no. I just mean like think about how awesome this is. He and his wife are going to have essentially a family business
business.
Well, we do. The podcast is officially an LLC.
Dick sucks
now.
For sandwiches.
That's my business. That's my side business.
How awesome is that going to be? I mean, like, you guys, that's the dream. Cool. You guys will be living the American dream. You'll be working for yourself. You'll have your own, you'll have your name on your shit. And when you work a long day, when you put in the fucking time, you put in the effort, it's going to be for you. It's not going to be for some other fuck that doesn't care because you're just a faceless fucking drone with a goddamn number stamped on your arm.
Somebody else. You're still paying somebody else to have these things, and that's
you always got to pay somebody. Mm-hmm. That's the American dream. You got to fucking pay. You got to pay me, motherfuckers. Yeah, you're. I mean, you're always paying. So
no, I meant for the school. The schooling is just. It's yeah. so outrageous.
We have mixed feelings on higher education for yeah. that reason because yeah. you know, like I don't know, man. Like I did go to school. I have a degree in graphic design.
That's that probably
I,
why you're
that
worse
I
on
do
it.
Not fucking use at all.
At all.
I work in the fucking beer field.
Well, for this stuff,
I sell beer and I make more than some people that went to college. And that's to me, that's criminal. Because if you put
did
the
you
time
design
in,
that sticker?
Yes. I stole it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, you know what? Honestly, I would take your graphic design degree away if I was your school. I'm like, you designed this shit, motherfucker? Give me that. You learned nothing.
I designed our new logo. Our new logo I did. I mean, is that
your new logo is baller?
Shit? Thank
no,
you.
It's okay. baller. It's fucking. It's I mean, even know, better than that one.
It's even better than the horrible.
That one's
piece
dog
of shit.
Yeah, your new one's baller. I thought Two Rings designed that one.
You know what? Two Rings is an artist in his own right.
He
I mean, he
yeah,
just
he is.
It.
He paints fucking shoes, motherfucker.
Dude, you should see the. Did I show you the pair he did for Randall?
I think I saw it on Randall's feed. Right? Didn't Randall?
No, I don't. You didn't send them to Randall yet, did you?
No, I haven't sent them. I still got to send them the shoes.
Dude, they're fucking gangster, man. Like, he did
dude,
a good-ass yeah. job, man. After we're done, I'll text you the pictures, man. They're fucking
do you
really
paint other
nice.
Shit besides shoes, or is it just shoes? Would you do, like, a glove for me, or would you do, like...
Yeah, I mean, it
you,
could be...
Who the
like,
fuck
like,
are you,
like
Mike, the ghost of
something?
Michael Jackson?
Like,
it could... a baseball glove,
I want, like, a sequin glove.
I mean, as long
that's
as...
That's called a mitt.
If you know, if it's leather, it can be done. Anything can be painted, and then
do you only paint leather? Do you like do you paint
no.
canvas? I mean,
no, I do want. I've got a pair of Vans I want to do for myself. And
I
stuff,
don't just mean shoes. I mean like canvas, like a can,
like
a
like,
fucking oil painting.
Paint,
like
no, I've never actually painted canvas. Like
what,
like,
what was that thing that you did yeah. with the dots?
You went straight to fucking shoes.
Yeah, well, that was stippling, but that's something I always.
He's
did.
Got a it's... he's got a flair for the art, man. He's got a flair for the yeah. artistic, and I try to support that. I want to nurture that more out of him because I think he needs to do more with that.
We should go to a wine and paint thing, and that would be fun.
Yeah, you should do like you should design like go. Art for tattoos. You should draw like
I've drawn
like naked ladies with their titties hanging out and shit, and like
well,
monsters with four dicks, like anime monsters.
People.
Yeah, you gotta draw some hang danglers.
We're actually about to go do that. I'm hoping to podcast from the tattoo parlor while
yeah.
myself and or Dutchie are getting tattooed.
I'm getting
and,
one for
and,
sure.
And talk to the artist or whatever. I gotta
we're
find
all
an artist
one,
though.
Right? We're all getting
you guys
get
are
one.
Pussies if you don't get a face tattoo.
Of you?
No, you got to get
anything.
And
anything.
Frank on your cheek, and then Jason Almy.
I'm already there.
I
already got a face
Elmy?
Tattoo.
I'll get Almy on my
somebody,
ass.
Somebody
Jesus
already
don't count.
Got. Somebody already
Jesus
got.
Jesus don't
Anne
count.
Somebody already got Anne Frank, so I'm gonna get Martin Luther King Jr. tattooed on my face.
You are not
on your
yeah.
face.
You're gonna get
right
Riley
would
Trudell
that be
tattooed on your
face?
Fucking cheek. And
I'm
not
gonna get Riley Trudell tattooed on my butt cheek.
Let's get a potato.
We're not talking about like the new sexy Riley. We're talking about the old fat fucking 12-year-old Riley.
Oh, that poor
yeah, like fat 13-year-old Riley.
He was still cute.
I got a
he
tiki mask.
Cute.
Tiki
that's
mask
considered
on there.
A face. I like
you,
that.
You
know what?
That's pretty cool.
I forgot to mention this when we talked about it, but the guy with the I eat ass sticker actually looks like Fat Riley.
He does. He looks just like
bit.
Fat Riley. I saw that pic.
Mm-hmm.
But not to stray too far away, we're right. actually doing the plunge right now. Slimmer circle, man. So like,
yeah.
I think everyone's doing super well with this, man. I don't think that I've heard one person complaining about pretty much anything, man.
Except not eating. All you fuckers doing the intermittent fasting. Every one of y'all's bitched. I'm hungry. I want my window to open.
Well, yeah, I do complain a little bit about that, just because I hate to wait. Till that point in time, but I feel like it's working.
And you just eat a fucking salad when you do.
I do.
That's terrible.
I had a salad for lunch and I had a burrito bowl from Qdoba
calories.
For dinner.
You wait so long and then it's just like a salad. That's like you wait for years and years and years to like you're trying to get married and like you want to be a virgin so you can lose it on your wedding night or whatever.
Who
and you like wait and wait and wait. And then, like, you guys finally get married, and it's your wedding night, and you're so thrilled, and you, like, lift up that dress, and our pussy is just fucking hairy as fuck, you know what I'm saying? It's got, like, afro pussy hair, and it's just like, it's like the smell you get off that thing, and you're just like,
oh,
fuck,
no.
What the fuck?
Better be
you're like,
clean.
God damn,
that's
like, I was looking forward to this, like, I'm a virgin, and I'm like,
smells
I'm
like
27. Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, she got, like, a kebab pussy that looks like it got dropped on the floor, and it's all, like, hairy kebab pussy, and, like, is that tzatziki? And you're like, just, oh, my God, this is so, like, It's such a letdown after waiting for so long, right?
Man,
that's
gross,
like,
bro.
That's like eating a salad after fasting for 12 hours to me. Damn. Or like 18 hours.
It's like
it's just a letdown.
Well, it is very disappointing when that's...
I'm ready to fuck some food
you
up. You know
but
what
you know what? Like, I'm dedicated to the cause, man. I'm trying to change my life. Do you know how hard it is just not to fucking get in the kids' Easter candy and to eat jelly beans and shit? And to fucking...
Them shit still have Easter candy?
Yeah, dude.
They
ration that shit out, man.
They only get like one.
Wow. They're gonna have that shit till fucking the 4th of July.
Otherwise, them kids are gonna be diabetic as me in a month. You know what I'm saying?
We had to throw away
fucking teach them how to use insulin
candy.
So, how do you feel, Chris? How do you feel about like you fast and then you break that fast with a salad? Like, how do you feel about how do you feel emotionally about that? You know what I'm saying? Like you said,
I hate
it's not your favorite, but you feel like it works.
I feel like it works, and I feel like I have to trust the process. You know what I mean? Like it's you know, kind of one of those Rome wasn't built in a day things. So you know, it sucks today, but like over time, all those days of suck will amount to where I want to be.
But it's like, you say it like a process, like hitchhiking across the country is a process. Like dismembering a prostitute in a Vegas hotel is a process. You finish that process, you're done. You bury the prostitute in several different dumpsters, and that process is over. You know what I'm saying? But like this, the weight loss thing, because once you've lost the weight, you don't get to quit and go back to public subs at 9 a.m. and beer at 10 a.m. It's not really a process as much as it is like this is
a lifestyle change.
This is your new life. This is your new life. So,
well, and you
like,
can't
when
do
I hear,
that, just not all the time.
That's one thing, and I'm glad you said that, because that's one thing that I am coming to grips with is moderation. Because as an adult, I tend to say, fuck it, dude. If I want to do that, I'm going to do it. I'm an adult. Yeah. If I want to have a Philly cheesesteak for lunch, I'm going to have a Philly cheesesteak for lunch.
A light dinner.
Well, then I was going to say, and then, oh shit, Dutchie wants to go out to the fucking hibachi for dinner or something. Yeah. You know, like, I'm still going to do that too.
Yeah, if I want to hot rail some meth and skip work today, I'm an adult. Fuck it. I'm going to hot rail some meth and skip work today.
It's the same mindset.
You got to go tomorrow.
It's the same fucking mindset. Jason, why don't you move to Florida? You would fit in so well here. I mean, you were so close. You were neighbors when you were in Georgia. Anyway,
we are recruiting everybody. We're a bad cult.
No, we're not a bad cult. We're a good cult. We're not the kind of Kool-Aid cult. We're the good cult. We're the one where
a salad.
Yeah, and I mean, we can accept extra wives and all that shit. That's fine. We're gonna get a cul-de-sac. We're gonna get a nice cul-de-sac, not in a gated community. We're gonna be off the grid.
We're gonna be our own compound.
Yeah, we're gonna have a compound.
Fuck freely.
Everyone's gonna be here. It's gonna be called because it's a cul-de-sac, so it's round. So it's gonna be the inner circle cul-de-sac. We're all gonna live on that.
Christ. All right, shut up, other Elmy.
What are you talking about? Right? What are you talking about? I'm painting a fucking picture.
That is a compliment.
You have no idea,
other Elmy.
Elmy, I die on the hill for you every time somebody fucking says that Elmy talks too much. What are the other ones?
No one says I'm annoying. No one has ever said that.
I'm on the fucking internet, okay? I've seen some shit. There's some Elmy haters out there, dude. And I will go to bat. I will tell anyone that will
absolutely
listen that
not.
I feel like you are one of the best hosts on the goddamn network, dude. Like you are fucking the man. But I tell you what, I didn't vote for you for the podcast at a roundtable. I didn't.
Who'd you vote for, Jody?
Where's the
I did.
Button?
I didn't
Would you
do
vote
it.
For Jody?
I voted for Jody.
Why?
Listen.
I voted for John.
Listen, for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, our buddy Randall at Married as Fuck is doing a new show. It's kind of a game style show. It's called Podcast at a Roundtable. And if you've seen ESPN's Around the Horn, it's the same premise. There's two resident squares, there's two challenger squares, and everybody comes in and gets their time, random topics, 3 minutes to make your point. I sat there and listened to that with a notepad and a pen, and I scored it like I was scoring a fucking UFC fight, okay? Every round, I had all your names, and I was making notches. And as you were saying things, see, look, you got that look in your eye, and you know what I'm talking about. You were just saying a lot of words, and you were doing the Elmy thing. You were doing the Elmy thing where you were like, I'm going to say a lot of shit, and I'm going to fucking make you laugh, and I'm going to make you forget
that
about
was the
point, fact,
that's
right?
That's what you're doing now.
No. But I'm going to make you forget about the fact that I'm not really addressing the topic. I'm just going to fucking say a lot of shit.
What did I say on Twitter? What did I get out of the roast? Or what was it? The roundtable is that you wanted everybody to suck your dick and everybody was a motherfucker.
That's one round in particular. I don't remember what the questioning was, but you were like, you were basically cutting a WWE promo. You're like, and everyone can suck my dick. Fuck you for this and this.
But it was still good.
It was funny. No, it was entertaining. Yeah. But
that was the point, right?
Listen, like, I wasn't supposed to be right. No. Listen, let me tell you what.
Anything. Nobody knows what the topics are. It's not like I could come in and like have a valid point.
Jason, wait till I get on there, dude. I'm gonna eat shit. Wait till I get on there. I'm going to eat shit. I do not thrive in that.
Yeah, I can't wait to not vote for you, you fucking asshole.
But listen, I did vote for you with the Inner Circle account.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. You know what? You know what? It's going to take me a minute, okay? I'm going to be salty for a little while.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. Hold that thought, Dutchie. I had the judge's scorecard. I don't know the exact roundage, but I scored it 2 for you, 2 for Jody, and 1 for John. It was 2-2-1. Okay,
I like John too.
So I had to then choose what was the deciding factor, and the fact that you went over buzzer twice.
I didn't know.
I couldn't hear shit.
All I can hear is myself because I'm going fucking ham in this motherfucker. Because I'm working. I worked the hardest out of all those motherfuckers. Nobody worked as hard as me. I went fucking crazy. I fucking danced like a fucking clown for you people.
You're saying that he was wrong for the things that you just said you stuck up for him for.
I don't know what you're saying.
You stopped him for things that he does. I'm sticking up for you. Shut up. You stopped him for things that you just said that you would stick up for him for. Right?
Listen.
I'm lost because I didn't listen to it.
Well, so you don't listen to anything. You don't listen to anything.
Jason, you're my new favorite host of the hashtag No Offense Show.
Oh, and I don't do intermittent fasting either.
I'm going to ignore these other cocksuckers for the rest of the show. It's just you and me talk, buddy.
Do you do intermittent eating?
No, I don't. I don't do the same diet they do.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me about your diet? I'm done talking to these assholes about their diets.
Jason. Dude. Listen. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jason. Talk to other Jason.
No. I mean, I was going to tell them about with what I do is I still eat the same, but what I do is I
don't eat as much.
You throw it up afterward? That's a great approach.
I
wish that worked for me.
I'll tell you, since we're on video, I'll show you guys the proper way to pull your trigger. It's the shocker. So you make the shocker hand, right? Because like these two fingers got to go down your throat, right, to gag you. But then this one's the tickler. I tell you, it works so good. You just get it right here, right in that little notch right there. While you're gagging yourself, if you get yourself in that little notch with that pinky tickler, like I'm about to throw up right now, and I haven't even put the fingers down my throat yet. But if you just tickle this notch, everybody try it. Just give it a shot. Try it at home, too. Keep your pinky in there.
I'm not doing that.
Work it in.
Oh, yeah, duh.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
If you just work it right there, like right where they give you a like tracheostomy, where they punch that hole in so you can like smoke through there. So you just like, you just get in there and just give it like a little counterclockwise circle with the pinky.
Did you see how deep he just had his finger in that shit?
How long are your fingers? Because mine don't reach my throat.
I'm ready to
yak.
He's got
them.
Use your other hand, I guess.
That's a good idea.
He's got them long-ass Cheeto fingers, dude. His fingers look like two skinny-ass long Cheetos, dude.
Y'all should have long fingers. You got to use them for something.
Yeah.
I like, boop. Those are for... You got to do like that.
Those are for making the bitches come, those big old fingers.
But you got to jump in there. You got to do the nanu-nanu. Boop, 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 boop.
The Nanu Nanu.
The spot.
You remember? Yeah.
Live long and prosper.
Nanu Nanu's Mork and Mindy, dog.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Nanu Nanu, yeah.
No, but Jason, you did do well. You did do well on
you know what? I worked
on a round table. And listen, here's another thing. To stack you and Jody in episode 1 to go up against each other, that's tough sledding to begin with, man. And John being a resident, I respect the fuck out of John, too. He's great, man. Yeah. And I think he did a good job, too.
He did.
Yeah. I mean, John kind of surprised me because I didn't think that many people liked him.
I didn't say I liked him. I said
really
I respected him.
I don't really know who he is, but I heard
I do
him
like
on
him.
I heard him on the Rumble thing, and then I heard him on this, and I liked him.
No, he's got a good show. John. He's got a good show. One of the most
knowledgeable.
Unbelievably Stupid.
Okay.
And he's one of the most knowledgeable podcast guys, like with the behind-the-scenes shit and the technical aspects. I mean, like he helped me fix a lot of the audio for Comedy is Dead. The last episode, because it was just a complete fucking dumpster fire until he helped me fix some of the audio. He knows his shit, man, and he's entertaining on the mic, too. I like that guy a lot. But like I said, to my scorecard, it was a tie. two rounds apiece between you and fucking Jody, dude. And I had to find something, man. You didn't knock him out, dude. You had him in the fucking crosshairs and you didn't knock him out. So that's on you. Don't fucking come at the goddamn judges when you left it up to the fucking judges. You're supposed to knock him out, goddammit.
Yeah, I mean, I just felt like I felt like dropping a grenade on him at the end, but then I wanted to hear what he had to say. Like, I felt like, yeah, he dropped a grenade on me, and unfortunately you couldn't consider my joke about the SNL and the cocaine being like one of the major cast members of SNL that I would bring back for a reunion. I thought that was kind of good. Like, I craft this joke where I name every SNL cast member that had a drug problem, and then the last five to round it out is like hookers, cocaine, alcohol, and heroin. And
It was a great
joke that I just crafted on the spot because I didn't know what the question was going to be. But I didn't get to count it because he dropped a grenade on me. And I thought, you know, I could be a petty little bitch and drop a grenade on him for the last question so he doesn't get to basically have a final say. But then I thought, you know what? That's not very sportsmanlike. I don't care that he dropped a grenade on me. I want to hear what Jody has to say. And I want to give him an opportunity to be funny because ultimately it makes the episode fun.
It makes it better.
I was actually thinking as a team. I wasn't thinking that I'm necessarily going against these three people. I was thinking
it's
like
competition, though, dude.
Maybe, but honestly, at the end of the day, I wanted the content to be as funny as possible. I wanted people to listen to the episode, and I wanted people to really enjoy the episode. And I knew that as enjoyable as I am, like if everybody else got. But it's not the Jason show, right? That's why we have shit happens when you. That's why we got swiping. Right, that's the Jason show. But I figure with the podcast, the roundtable, everybody should get their say. Yeah, everybody should get.
Christina,
everyone should
and
have
Jason
their full.
Show.
Yeah, it's well.
It is team all me.
60-40. Yeah,
60-40.
It's like 80-20 when you get going.
Let's call it 60-40. Let's call it 90-10.
All right. Well, we can do that.
No, but you guys did good, man. And I mean, it was nice for me. I'm on episode 3. Dutchie's on episode 7. I was supposed to be going against Joby, but he's apparently going to have to reschedule. So I don't know who my opponent's going to be because he's got scheduling conflicts. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go against somebody else, which makes me nervous because I was kind of comfortable that it was going to be Joby, you know, because we're friends and we have, you know, history and whatever.
I think he'd still be a savage to you, though. I think
he would be a savage to me, and I wouldn't pull any punches to him either, and I wouldn't expect it any other way, but I would be comfortable. And now I don't know who I got.
Dude,
they could be bringing in some fucking random person off the fucking street that I've never spoke to before, and that makes me a little uneasy. But no, it was good. I mean, it gives us a blueprint of what to expect. And for you to go episode 1 not knowing what to expect and then against Jody on top of it, plus John and Brooke too. I mean, nobody's giving Brooke any love in this thing. Brooke did good too. She held her own too.
She did good. She just didn't have – she was just short.
She didn't elaborate a lot. She didn't use her time.
They've got me with Dino Red, who I have no idea who that is, and John, and I don't know who that is.
Well, John is – John, that's who we're talking about.
Well, though, how is he on 2?
He's one of the residents.
He's always
him
there?
And Brooke are always
him and Brooke
there.
Are the residents.
Okay, so
and then the two challengers are going to rotate in.
Me and Dino or whatever then.
I don't know who that is either.
Dino Red.
Yeah, but you don't care, dude. You're a fucking destroyer.
He does the Shiznit show.
You're a destroyer. You'll come in and you'll fuck up whoever's there. So
that's
what I mean. It's like, you know, and I don't care what other people think because when y'all were talking about feminist shit and saying, oh, you can't tell girls they have good, nice titties anymore. I'm like, some dude came up with me and said nice tits. I shoved their face in them. Like, thanks, bro. Yeah. Like, here.
I told you, don't be putting me in positions where I'm going to have to fight a motherfucker.
Well,
that's what
me.
I do every time someone
girls.
Comes up to me and says nice balls. I just fucking
shove their face in them.
Yeah, just
that
like
happens
right
often, too.
Right
but you know
nuts.
What? It's funny because then you catch them off guard because you're not expecting that reaction. Some dude came up to me and was like, hey, you got some nice titties. I'm like, all right, let's shove your face in there. They're not expecting that.
I really
know?
Regret that we no longer live in a world where you can just go up to a random stranger and say you got nice titties. I would like to come all over them. I mean, it's just the world was a better place a decade ago, 15 years ago. Thanks, Obama.
That's.
But if I walked up to a dude and grabbed his dick, it would be different if you walked up to me and told me I had a nice nipple.
Who just specifies the nipple?
You never know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about the rest of the tip, but
the nipple. Cute appreciation for your areolas.
They make a big difference in the tit. Areola size, shape, color makes
color,
a big
difference. No, she's right. It does. It does make a big difference.
After you have children,
they
get darker.
Have you ever seen a bitch with the... I'm not just talking about like they're big or like everybody's seen the ladies in the porns or whatever. They got the big areolas or they got the weird color
pepperoni
ones.
Pepperoni nips, we call
but
them.
But have you ever seen the ladies that have the swastika nipples? The swastika areolas? No. You gotta look out for them,
fuck
man.
What the fuck are you looking at?
Do you Google those?
What are you talking about?
Obviously, it's a German fetish. Come on. Like, you've never fucking seen that.
Well, I have not.
Swastika nipples. What I'm saying is, though, like, look, it's like a weird birth defect, but they got swastika nipples. You got to stay away from that shit. Like, that will ruin a titty. A swastika will ruin a titty, period. Zero.
Fuck a titty. That'll ruin a life.
This might be a controversial hot take from me. This might be controversial, but, like, if you got a swastika on your nipple or on your titty, that ruins the titty for me, at least, you know?
I would say it detracts, but I mean, nothing can ruin a titty, dude.
I would think a swastika could ruin a titty.
It definitely detracts. Yeah. You're losing points, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a titty.
I mean,
it might be a hateful fucking titty.
Do y'all like nipple rings?
I might not spend some time on it, but...
I feel like I'm gonna break my tooth on a nipple ring. I feel like I'm gonna trip a tooth. Get out of here with a nipple ring.
I don't know. I don't like them.
You don't like them?
I don't think they're attractive.
It feels vulnerable to me. I don't think I know. They're not attractive, and it feels vulnerable. Like you're just gonna get caught in something. Like
it's like it's caught in your teeth or something.
Yeah, it's gonna get caught in your you're gonna be wearing a sweater one day, and it's gonna like get you're gonna be pulling the sweater off at the end of the night, and it's like all caught in there, and you like rip your half your titty off. You know what I'm saying?
I used to have my tongue pierced, and I had to take that out because I ate White Castles, and my tongue was swollen the size of my mouth. So I had to take that out.
That's fucking White Castle. That's classy shit. That's classy shit.
You
right
watch
there.
Your fucking mouth. That's a staple.
I couldn't even talk.
Every time I drive
swollen.
Through Kentucky, I get White Castle. I'm not lying.
That is a fucking staple.
It's a staple.
Listen, you
I
can,
had it. I don't even know
go,
how many times when I was up there.
You can go for, they have it on their marquee starting February 1st. You can book a table and reserve for Valentine's Day.
They do it every year. Whoa.
Every fucking year. Mm-hmm. Look,
White Castle?
During, hell yeah, White Castle.
I'm going to have to talk to my wife about why she hadn't taken me to White Castle for Valentine's Day. This is bullshit. I'm tired of this fucking shout.
Bro. During
take me
Lent,
to Fogo de Chao.
They have a variety of seafood specials. I mean, they're here for the people.
That's what
they're
I'm talking
for the people,
about,
man.
I mean,
fish nibblers, shrimp nibblers,
fucking about, shrimp nibblers, fish how, nibblers,
you,
crab cakes.
What do you tell somebody that looks you in the eye, looks you dead in the eye? Like maybe they even come into your home first, and you welcome them into your home, and they look straight into your eye, they look you dead in the eye, and they say, "I prefer Crystal." What do you do?
You don't.
Well,
know
how do you respond
about.
To that?
Here's the thing.
Go straight to the violence, or do you give them like 30 seconds to get their shit and leave?
No, see, here's the thing.
Or just straight to violence.
They don't know any better.
Well, being from the North and...
Jon Snow.
And, yeah, I'm essentially Jon Snow.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Being kind of a bastard, too.
I can see that.
Well, wow. I mean, way to bring my personal life into it. There's no White Castle below the Mason-Dixon line. So being from the North and relocating to Florida, I do without that. And it's one of the main things that I look forward to when we go back to Chicago. We hit it multiple times while we're there. I probably gained 10 pounds while we're fucking there from eating White Castle.
Yeah.
We have Crystals in the South. So it's kind of like a methadone situation where I will eat a Crystal because that's what I have available.
It's the best thing
I don't
you can
fault
get.
You for it. So if you're from Chicago, from Ohio, from fucking Indiana, somewhere in the Midwest, and you relocate to the South and you adopt Crystals, I'm not going to fucking judge you, man. Who
but
am I to
you'd
judge
have
you?
To judge somebody who thought Crystal was better. Somebody who had access to both and then said, I prefer Crystal.
The chicken sandwiches, though.
The chicken sandwiches
at Crystal trump
the White Castle. The White Castle burger trumps the Crystal burger. So it's a fucking draw, dude. It's a Jody B. Jason Almey situation.
If you go to Crystal and get chicken, you're a son of a bitch. Like you
probably
have
a son of a bitch because that's all we fucking get, dude.
You have a swastika on your titty.
I could quite possibly.
You got Chick-fil-A down there, dog. Like, I'm in your same shoes. Like, I move up to New England. They got a Chick-fil-A, like, 2 hours one way. 2 hours each way from me.
That's it?
That's it. We got no Chick-fil-A's up here. We got no Zaxby's. I got to drive like five hours. 5 hours to get a Zaxby's. I got to drive
dude,
5 hours.
That's where we're going on Mother's Day, dude.
Dude, what I'm saying is I'm in your shoes. So when I fly south, when I fly to Atlanta next week to see my family, I'm going fucking ham on some Chick-fil-A and some Zaxby's, period, zero, the end.
Hell
you know what's happening. It's going down. We out here. I'm going to be out here getting myself. You want to see somebody fail a weight loss challenge? That week is going to be shit. That week is going to be shit.
What sauce is better, Zax sauce or Chick sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce all day. Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Zaxby's is a little bit more spicy.
It's good. Zaxby's sauce is good, but Chick-fil-A sauce, fucking dude, I would drink it.
It depends on like it depends on what I'm eating.
What, you weirdo?
You big Moana eating motherfucker.
What? What's wrong with Polynesian sauce?
No, no. Hold on. No, Jason is right. When you have a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, the only sauce that you could put on that Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is Polynesian. I fucking soak that shit in Polynesian. Jason, I don't care
dripping
what
out everywhere.
Say. You and me, buddy.
Soulmates.
You know what?
You're
the
right.
Sauce
no one
for
listens
fries,
to Jason
because
Jason doesn't speak
sandwich.
Up and he's not. He doesn't assert himself enough. But you know what? He's right. Fucking Polynesian. Fuck off with the honey mustard. If you get a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich,
you'll get
no.
honey mustard.
You
get Chick-fil-A sauce.
No, you don't
yes,
get Chick-fil-A sauce
do.
On that sandwich. What are you talking
fries.
About? If you
we
have the chicken fingers, you get the fucking Chick-fil-A. But if you get the sandwich,
what?
You get extra pickles and Polynesian on that shit is perfect.
We'll have to try
but if
that.
I get the
you
fingers,
look like you just fingered
Chick-fil-A
a chicken
sauce.
Sandwich.
Fingering that chicken booty hole.
Stick a digit in that fucking chicken.
I've rubbed that shit on my dick before I eat it. That shit is so good.
Rub
fucking
that
use
shit,
Polynesian
I eat a Polynesian
as lube.
Dick.
But if I'm
that
eating the chicken
good.
Tenders, what I, this is what I get at Chick-fil-A. So I get the extra large number one. So I get extra fries. And I get the sandwich with extra pickles. Slather mm-hmm. Polynesian all on that, but I also get a four piece of the tenders, and I'm like, give me
the
extra Chick-fil-A sauce
because
I dip the waffle fries in the Chick-fil-A sauce.
That's
and
what
that's
we
what
use
we
it
do.
For.
Yeah, that's what we
that's
do.
That's baller right there. Yeah, that is
I use
baller.
That's the fry sauce. Baby.
What I'm saying is, I don't have to just love one sauce. All right, they're not women.
No,
I can
you choose.
Yeah, but Zaxby's doesn't have Polynesian sauce. That's why I asked.
Zaxby's
do you like
is different,
Zaxby's
though.
Sauce?
Okay,
do
so
like
but when I'm eating Zaxby's though, their fingers are different at Zaxby's. Like they're almost like crispier. They're like a different.
It's true.
They have a different thing going on. So I need to have. And have you ever taken a Texas toast at Zaxby's? This is what kind of fat ass I am.
I never get
Texas
to it.
Toast, and you dip that Texas toast in the Zax sauce. Like get
absolutely.
That fucking Zax sauce all in a Texas toast.
I've
absolutely.
Never eaten the Texas toast. I feel bad when they give it to me because I don't eat it. I don't get
I would,
to it.
I would just fucking take it from you. I'd say yeah, she wants the Texas toast, and I'd be
totally
like extra piece of Texas
to
toast for my fat ass.
We're taking the boys to see Detective Pikachu on Sunday, and there's a Zaxby's in the parking lot of the movie theater, so that's where we're having Mother's Day meals at fucking Zaxby's.
No homo, but I kind of want to see that.
I'm doing it for the kid. You know what? Here's the thing. Ryan Reynolds did a troll on Twitter. Did you see that?
Probably
there was
not.
There was a link, for and it said advanced.
I was
copy.
Too busy begging for votes.
It said advanced copy Detective Pikachu, and it was like an hour and 47 minute fucking YouTube video or whatever. Yeah. So I clicked it, and it starts up, and it comes up with the fucking, you know, intro, and it looks legit as fuck. And then it's the movie starts, and it's like 2 minutes into the movie, and I'm calling the boys downstairs. I'm like, hey, y'all, we got Detective Pikachu on bootleg.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it switches to Pikachu dancing on the screen. And that's what you've got for the remaining hour and 40 minutes. It's just him dancing with a fucking song and a loop. And I'm like, oh, they just trolled the fucking internet. Because Ryan Reynolds retweets the guy and says he at mentions like the studio and he at mentions fucking whoever. And he was like, did you guys see this? And then so everyone's going to click it because Ryan Reynolds has goddamn millions of followers and shit.
Yeah.
And it's just a big troll job.
And apparently all his followers are scumbags that don't feel like paying for his films.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If dude, I have no interest to see it. But I tell you what, it does look awesome though, like the effects and shit. So I mean that I'm semi interested in.
I'm
but,
too
I mean,
old for Pokemon. Like I was already like
I was already past that.
I was already a man when Pokemon came on the scene, and I had hair on my chest, and I played Zelda and Final Fantasy. I'm sorry, okay? I don't have room in my heart for Pokemon.
Dude,
but
you're such a fucking elitist. You've got brands of dork and shit. Like, you're like, oh, well, my dork is okay, but your dork is beneath me.
Precisely. Yeah, that's actually 100% correct. That's actually
he's
totally accurate.
Flavors of nerd.
Yeah.
Dorks are whale dicks.
Yeah, so, like, I'll beat the shit out of you if you're a nerd, unless you're into Zelda, and then we'll geek out together. Jason looks like he's trying to kill himself. Jason looks like he's considering the method of his own suicide.
You know what's funny, though? They watched that Pikachu trailer, and I was like, what if this is the whole thing? What if this is all it is? So he scrolled through, and he's like, yeah, that's
what
it is.
That is all it is,
That's awesome.
I'm like, good thing I'm smart.
It's a fucking kudos to the internet, man.
I dig it.
That's a I got like I said, I called the kids downstairs. I'm like, come on, we got Detective Pikachu on an advanced copy.
It looks like a good
fucking
movie, actually. It does look kind of good. It's no Deadpool, but it looks good.
It does look good. The
we'll let you know.
The quality on the animation would look really good, man. I'm
better than that fucking Sonic.
Better than that fucking Sonic.
To do.
But
set ass Sonic.
Yeah. So Jason, tell our listeners where they can find you at, man.
Yeah, man. They can find me on teamalme.com. That's ALME.com. All the links are there to like all my socials. So if you want to send me abusive DMs, you can. There's links to all of the different podcast apps where you can listen to my podcast. So just hit teamalme.com and you can find pretty much whatever you need there. It's just Google Team Almy. It's like the very first fucking hit that you're going to get because there's not a lot of
is
Team Almy
around
there.
Is your nutrition shit on there too?
No, Team Almy is just, it is just the podcast. Almy Be Well is our nutrition company. So if cool. you want to do some, I know we didn't talk a ton of nutrition this episode, but you can check out our Slimmer Circle podcast episodes.
Absolutely.
And
it's a companion
those,
to the competition and it's very useful and it's very helpful.
Absolutely.
And if you're interested in seeing what it's like to hear me on a podcast and not swear,
yeah.
Be on the lookout for episode 2 cuz
same
I
for
did
me,
it.
It feels weird.
I fucking did it.
Yeah.
And it did feel weird and I felt
I might like, swear when I'm on.
I felt like I was leashed.
Episode.
I felt like I was muzzled.
Yeah. No, I mean you could drop a few because we're not going to put it on a clean feed after all. I thought I'd put it on a clean feed at first, so I was clean in the first episode and it felt weird. But I think we're going to let a little bit more of our personality shine. But we're still going to keep it fairly on topic. I mean, there's not going to be a
very
whole
informative.
Lot of. Yeah, we're going to try to keep it as informative as possible. But I do want to I want to differentiate that show from other fitness and wellness related shows by not being a total dry fucking loser.
That's smart.
Serious. Like I want to be like I'm smart as fuck and I can drop some knowledge, but I'm also I'm smart as fuck, right?
Well, like,
so, like I'm random as shit too. Like I'm a genius. Yeah. My mind is like a laser, but it's like bouncing everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I got to work some of that shit in there too so that I can inject my personality and make it enjoyable to listen to in addition to finding out about breakfast. So what's the deal with breakfast, Dutchie?
I don't eat it.
Yeah, why don't you eat breakfast? I'm not grilling you. I just want to know what your reason is.
Because she drinks her gimmick shakes for breakfast.
I do. I drink
that's
a shake
that,
for breakfast.
That counts as breakfast. What do you have in the shake? What's in the shake?
Yeah. It's just a vanilla. It's just a powder mix, and then sometimes I'll put like a tablespoon of peanut butter in there or half
what's
a banana.
What's in the powder? What's in the powder? Is it like a protein
Chinese
powder?
Supplements?
It's a protein powder. Hold on, I'll get it.
She's on that John Jones shit. She's getting the Chinese supplements for breakfast.
That shit works, man. I'm Chinese
she's gonna
supplements.
She's gonna piss hot, but goddamn it, she might win the fucking competition. So
tainted creatine, man. That's how you do it.
Tainted creatine.
Tainted. So a shake still counts as breakfast.
She's coming back with the actual package. She's going to read you some.
No, I
want to
see that. Hold it near the. Hold it near the camera.
How much protein's in it? Because it says I know it's 110 calories because I log it in my Fitbit because I log all my calories. So
good,
I have a nice diuretic caloric deficit. At the end of the day, that's more than 500 because I read that a pound of fat is 3,500, so if your deficit is 500 a day, then you should lose at least a pound a week.
You should, but it never works out that way.
I've lost 6 pounds in 2 weeks.
Good
so
for you, babe.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
it,
yeah.
It was only two last week, so that's good for you. You so doubled your fucking progress.
I did. But tripled. I've also been walking on my
whatever
breaks and my lunch.
Some
and
kind
then
of math.
I do a HIIT workout 3 times a week, and then cardio
that's with two
in
eyes
between.
Yeah,
so
that is with two
I
eyes.
A HIIT.
Oh, yeah. It's not smoking a bowl between
high intensity interval.
That would be training.
a great thing. Yeah. Training, Dutchie. You were right. So, what brand is that? Hold it up to the camera so I can check them out.
It's like, Thrive.
Oh, it's the Thrive stuff. Okay. Yeah.
So I got the dual burn patches that I've been putting on, and then I take 2 pills in the morning, and then I drink this 20 minutes after I take the pills. And the pills, I don't know if they give me energy, and that's
yeah,
what
they
I
got
mean,
caffeine.
I think
in
a
them
lot
shits
of. Yeah, I think a
are you
lot
drinking
of
coffee
are
with those? Or you just taking
no
the pills? Okay, good.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have to drink coffee anymore. It's great.
Well, with like those pills, you probably shouldn't because the pills
is
probably
snake oil?
Already.
Is this legit nutritional shit or is this snake oil? Because I mean, bitches that I went to high school with are selling it on fucking Facebook.
No,
dude.
I think it just gives like people that are overweight like me or that find it hard to have the energy to get motivated to work out. I think it works for because that's what I struggle with. I struggle with finding the energy to do what I need to do when I get home. Because after I get home, I cook dinner, then we relax with the kids, and then after the kids go to bed, is when I try to work out.
Wow,
by
that's
that
late.
I just
that's hard.
Sit.
That's
by
hard
that time, I'm begging her to come onto a podcast, or we're trying to watch fucking the
something
latest episode
TV,
of Paradise
so
Hotel. Or
no, I feel you. It's hard to work out late at night like that. It's very difficult.
Well, and then I'm like,
difficult.
Okay, well then I'll do it before I eat. but then my food's cold. And then I can't do it right after I eat because I just ate.
You just ate, yeah.
I got to find a sweet spot between the time that I eat and the time I get the kids to bed. So I've been going upstairs around 7 o'clock when I told Logan to get in the shower. But then, like, the other day, I'm doing my exercises, and Lucas comes in, who's 4. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm exercising. He wants to exercise. I said, okay. So we get on the floor, and I'm doing my push-ups or whatever. And he wants to get in there and do them with me, which is great. But then he's also in my space.
Yeah.
And he's, you know... My form's not how it should be because
you slow me down, kid.
Perfectionist. Oh, the perfectionist.
Like, I told him at one point because then Logan came in there and he's like, "I want to work out." I'm like, "Bitch, number one, you just took a shower. Number two, you're dropping my heart rate, so get the fuck out." Because I'm like, you know, once your heart rate drops, so you're not burning what you should. So it's hard to try to find a sweet spot to do what I need to do.
Listen to this motor, man. It's not just me that's on the fucking new weight loss challenge cocaine, dude. I mean, she's fucking, I love it. I'm pinging right now.
I was going to say, like, don't you? You're in Florida. You got to have a Coke dealer. Like,
I know.
You don't need supplements. Just call that Coke dealer up.
That's just called a doctor.
A doctor.
I really don't know what the patches have on them.
They got everything. They got all the ammunition for me to clown you.
Send me some pics. Send me some pics of them shit. Send me a pic of the backside and the front side so I can see the ingredients and shit. And I'll check them out for you.
Okay, cool. Because there's not a lot in here. There's 15 grams of protein per shake, but I mix it with whole milk.
Yeah.
So I'm getting more protein.
Yeah, you get it. You get the protein from the milk. You're getting some fats from the milk, too. The whole milk is going to be a little higher calorie, which is fine if you're tracking and you're accounting for it. The nice thing about the protein powder as well as the milk is you're getting calcium from there. You're a woman. You're not an old woman yet, but you're a woman.
I'm getting there.
And you need to make sure that you're consuming adequate calcium, period, because in 10 years, it's going to be important. In 20 years, it's going to be super important that not just that you do it then, but that you've been doing it all along. Calcium, that's the way calcium consumption works. You don't just wake up when you're 60 and say, well, now that I'm old, I need to eat plenty of calcium.
Right.
You need to eat plenty of calcium leading up to that, because if you're not getting calcium, your bones are your body's bank of calcium. Your body will pull calcium from your bones even now in your 30s.
Make it brittle. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So the calcium, you guys will hear me mention calcium in the breakfast episode because it is important, and breakfast is a good opportunity to get that in. Now, I didn't come right out and say eat breakfast, motherfuckers, because there are plenty of people who do fasted intermittent fasting, and they don't necessarily eat a breakfast. But the thing about breakfast is not that you must eat breakfast, and if you don't have Cap'n Crunch, you're going to die of a heart attack. The idea is that it's difficult to get certain nutrients in a shorter window. So with the people who intermittent fast, and I'm going to bring this up when we do an episode on intermittent fasting, is you got to make sure that you're getting adequate calcium, fiber, and potassium. Those are the three that are kind of hard. And squeezing it down to 4 hours or 6 hours, that's a savage window. You got to make sure that you're getting those. That's why I'm glad you're eating the salads, Wutzke, when you break your fast, because thanks, the salads are going to be high in that fiber. Just make sure that, and they're going to be pretty good in potassium as well, but be sure that you're trying to choose some vegetables that are higher in potassium. We can talk about that, and then I'll help you find some that you like, and then try to get some calcium in there too, okay? So if it's cheese, if it's yogurt, if it's milk, something with the calcium in it, it'll give you a little extra protein too. But Dutchie, it sounds like your breakfast is pretty well loaded with both protein and calcium. If you're throwing in some fruits and vegetables into your smoothie, that'll also help you with the potassium and the fiber. So
yeah, that's why I do half a banana to get the potassium.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting a pretty well-rounded breakfast, it sounds like. Even though it's a shake, it still counts because it's got calories in it. You're breaking your fast.
Dropping fucking food science knowledge on the goddamn hashtag No Offense Show tonight. Jason Almey, thank you for sitting with us, man.
Yeah, man.
This has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. If you're a new listener, thank you for coming by. We hope that you will stay. We are always this awesome. It is true. Don't listen to what you hear on the internet. We fucking rule. Mm-mm. Everyone else fucking sucks, except for Jason and the other podcasts of the Inner Circle, which we are a part of. Shout outs to Shit Happens When You Party Naked. Shout outs to the Hood Diner. Shout outs to the fucking Plunge. And shout outs to the law offices of Simmons and more.
Blah, 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 blah.
We are available everywhere that you could find your podcast. Apple Podcasts, give us a rate and review. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Podcoin. Listen on Podcoin for about 4,000 years, and you will gain yourself access to some fucking Amazon cards, and you will be rewarded for your time listening to these lovely shows.
You'll get a latte for your 90th birthday.
for your 90th birthday. Yeah. And you can't fucking drink it. Alanis Morissette, isn't that ironic? You got her haircut too. You can reach us on all the socials at HTNOS, H-T-N-O-S, Instagram, Facebook,
H-T-N-O-S.
Twitter.
HTNOS.
HTNOS.com on the web, baby. Email HTNOS at yahoo.com. Give us a fucking call on the hashtag hotline. Leave us a voicemail. I laugh my balls off every time you guys call and you say some stupid shit. Nobody. I had an open invitation for everyone to call and say, fuck Wutzke, he sucks. Nobody took me up on it, so either you're not listening or I don't really suck. One of the two is what's happening. 813-773-5706. That's the hashtag hotline. Call and tell us what's up. I am the real Wutzke everywhere on all the socials.
Hit me up at Duchess Wutzke on Twitter or Melissa Tatas on Snap.
Send me a Snapchat. You fucking, you're promoting the creep chat now?
Dude, I just got friends with Kaz and Riley. I got Kaz from the Hood Diner Riley from the Plunge and Heather from Zero Fucks Given.
Yeah, well, you hold down the Snapchat because I can't do that. You hold down Snapchat.
I don't get what to send. Like, I got Snapchat and I get snaps from people and I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? And then what am I supposed to send people? Am I supposed to snap you something back? Like, I don't fucking understand. I'm too old.
It's a platform. People just add to their story and then people check out their story.
What's fucking story.
But you can.
I don't get it.
It's something that's pinned that you put out there that everybody can.
Everything's
look at,
got a story, like Facebook, Twitter, things. Instagram. There's like everybody's got a fucking story now.
I know,
why? You know,
I know.
People don't. Not everybody needs a fucking story. You're not that interesting. We're that interesting. We have podcasts. Hashtag no offense. Swiping. Shit happens when you party naked. We're interesting. You guys.
We are.
You don't need a story. You're not interesting. You guys,
listen. You probably can't see this. Tell me I don't look like Riley in this snap.
You totally look like a dude. Is that you as a trans?
Jason, Snapchat is for cheating on your spouse. That's what I'm convinced of.
Yeah,
I'm
that's why I don't have that shit. I love my wife. Well, you look like a dude. You look actually like kind of a hipster looking dude.
Hold on, I got a good one.
No, you know who she kind of looks like? She looks like a fat Macaulay Culkin.
Whoa. Whoa. Who the fuck is that? Is that the lovely lunchbox? The lovely lunchbox?
That's sweet. Who did I say? Who did I say? Look, oh, he wouldn't know. I thought it was.
I would penetrate that igloo lunchbox. What the fuck is that?
That's two titties and two rings with two titties.
With a beard? You look like a bearded lady.
Yeah, straight out of fucking Florida, baby. Gibsonton represent.
Fucking bearded lady, dude.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Jason,
so
we got hijacked. Where can we find you on the fucking socials, Jay?
Oh, it's Jay Louis BB, or that's on Instagram, and then you can search Tampa Two Rings.
Tampa fucking Two Rings
Tampa
on
two
the Twitter.
Rings. Tampa Two Rings. I would smash
on the fucking Twitter machine.
I would smash Chris, but not Tampa. Sorry, Tampa.
I wouldn't smash me either after looking at this.
You don't make a good looking broad. Chris makes a good looking broad though.
That's fucking disgusting. I'm sorry that you said that.
I'd make eye contact while we smashed, Chris.
Oh shit!
I'd look you in the
eyes.
You
had your chance. That's you had your chance. Your cat was pushing up on me, but I didn't get any advances from you.
Yeah, well, that's because I was sleeping till noon.
You were. That's fucking. I'm telling you, those days are coming to an end, dude. Get it while
I'm
you
trying
can.
To enjoy it while I can.
Get it while you can. This has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense. Peace. Jason, thanks for sitting, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thank you. This has been the best episode of Hashtag No Offense of all of 2019. I love you, people.
Peace.
We out.
We out. Think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby. But here's my number. So call me maybe. Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me maybe. And all the other boys. How crazy religious is this dude? He doesn't, I mean, like, two titties has a tattoo of Jesus on his arm watching him masturbate every time he fires up the porno. And this guy can't handle the, I mean, I would think out of anybody, the guy with the Jesus tattoo would be the one who can't handle the hashtag no offense show.